spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us in socialism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Shirley Jackson Lee, Al Green, Sylvia Garcia, Lizzie Pinelli, Pinnell, and what am I doing here? I'm going to lose track here. And
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true and international effort to pressure.
Barack and I think it's a right for people to have bad health care.
Just want to thank you both, and I want to thank the former general, I keep calling him general, but the guy who runs that outfit over there.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Well, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun.
The only way to spare more pain and more loss, the only way. These millstones no longer mark our national mourning. These milestones, I should say, no longer mark our national mourning.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go. You know the thing.
I want to be clear. I'm not going nuts. I'm not sure whether it was a medical school or where the hell I spoke, but it was on the campus.
Why attack Sanders?
Why? You're getting nervous, man.
Tomorrow's Superstar Tuesday, and I want to thank you all. I tell you what, I'm rushing ahead, aren't I?
And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
That damn liar, man. That's not true. And no one has ever said that. No one has heard that. But look, here's the deal.
To like about Vermont in terms of the beauty of it. And what a neat town. This is sort of a
$1.2 billion. So you go ahead and you stack spaghetti sauce at a store and a supermarket. You control the guy or the woman who runs the run brings out the carts on a forklift. What happened?
Remember the long line to stand celebrating? People line up all kinds of vehicles just to get a box of food and they're drunk. How could you forget? People were hurting. And what is it that my crowd want to do? Forget it. God, this is the United States of America. The idea that people would have to wait in line an hour and a half to get a box of food and they're drunk. It's unbelievable.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Another Friday is upon us. It's Friday the 13th, in fact. So, if you believe in such things, be careful. Watch out there. Don't be walking under ladders or breaking mirrors, that kind of stuff, you know. Double not very lucky. How are you doing, Laura?
Pretty good. Lots of drama-rama for this freaky Friday the 13th. Not only is it insane clown world news, pregnant men and so forth and so on. Apparently, you guys need to know that there's a problem with human trafficking in the dissident right. So we will be addressing that problem later.
Of course, it's a huge problem.
Huge problem.
Not Epstein or anything like that. Let's not talk about that. All right. So anyway, boys and girls, it's good to be with you. A couple of formalities. If you do want to join in live, interpretstream.live/redicetv. And my shortcut always stops working for some reason. That sucks. Down below, entropyzoom.live/redicetv. We have a couple of other ones as well. Odyssey is up and running. I saw some of you guys were complaining. Is it skipping on Odyssey? I'm not sure what's... hopefully they're doing it right over there. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a good... usually it's a very good platform, a good option. But if you do have any issues, we are on a number of other places. So, you know, if there's some... excuse me, some temporary thing going on over there. Rumble is one of them as well. We have the Super Chats are open there as well. rumble.com/user/redicetv. And Power Chat. Do you keep an eye on that? Do you have that open? PowerChat.live/RedIce. Not RedIce TV, but just PowerChat.live/RedIce. And last thing here, CoinTree, like a crypto option for you guys. But did you hear? We'll return to that later. You know, the Biden comment that he made right there?
Which one?
granted, it was a super guy. But the end, do you hear how he was like screaming at the end there? Like, what are you doing? Like, he's going insane, you know, this guy. It's funny, you know, in one way, but then, like, you did this, right? With the lockdowns, with the pandemic, right? So now it's a baby formula shortage, right? And we'll talk more about that in a bit here. But they're trying to blame this on, like, what is his name? MAGA? You know, not that they're completely innocent. Trump went along with it. I'm not saying he's some kind of, you know, saint there and solved the issue, but, like, the major push for this have been under... the Biden regime. I mean, he was under Trump too, so that should be recognized, of course, you know. But anyway, so we'll talk about that. We have some solutions there, right? To what is it? Bill Gates, right? He's coming out with some new technology.
Just
there.
Wait for that.
Moob Gates, as he's also known.
Some
as.
Funny stuff. We're going to look at some funny stuff. That's
right.
For sure.
I'm just trying to find one. One source here real quick.
Including Madonna's 3D model of her vagina.
That's coming up.
I'm very excited to see that.
All right. Anyway, I can't find that. Screw that. All right. Anyway, we can just dive into it here then. I wanted to quickly cover this because, you know, the everyone's freaking out about the Twitter purchase and all that stuff. But apparently it's on hold. Elon Musk can't just walk away from his Twitter deal by paying a $1 billion breakup fee. I don't think that's going to happen. Even the Narwhal guy came out and said, oh, we're looking at moving ahead. But it hasn't closed yet, right, the deal. And so apparently the reason why he stopped, it went on hold, is because they're investigating. He's saying he's researching whether the amount of fake/spam accounts on Twitter is actually just 5%, as the company has long claimed. Now I think we know why those accounts lost so many followers, right? Mm-hmm. At least the far left
bots.
Ones, whatever. They have fake bots and they try to cover it up. It was probably part of the deal. They probably said on Twitter, yeah, it's around 5% we estimate. It's probably 20 or some ridiculous like that, right? So all these accounts just lost it overnight because as soon as the deal was initiated, they got rid of those, right? So anyway, so we'll see if it goes through or not. Otherwise he'll lose, he could lose one of his 278 billion. So,
No biggie. Just another day.
Another transhumanist, right? But Madonna. Do
yes,
you wanna,
63 years old, mind you. Okay.
Not safe for work
she
stuff.
She thinks that
up.
She's got a 22-year-old body here, but she wants the world to see her vagina in this 3D model as butterflies fly out of it. We could just play some of the lovely footage from it. And she says, I think you have to scroll down to show the butterflies.
No, I'll get to it.
She says, I wanted to investigate the concept of creation, not only the way a child enters the world through a woman's vagina, well, that's transphobic, but also the way an artist gives birth to creativity, Madonna said. She thinks she's a literal mother nature. Remember also when she did the Jewish thing and she thought she was like Queen Esther out of the Bible?
Was it?
So in this other video in here, she says she's called the mother of technology, in which Madonna's vagina is prominently featured, this time birthing insects to demonstrate the way science can also give birth light into the world, but only if used with the right consciousness. I mean, it's just a bunch of pretentious malarkey.
I do want to show. I want to show one of those videos as you go through them, right? But just this. So, I mean, it's 3D, right? It's 3D, but you know, if you got kids in the room, like, no, don't let them see this. So, I just want to say this too. NFT, right? Non-fungible token. It's the greatest, the gayest buzz too, I guess, to a certain extent, right? So of course she jumps on this. And I think this is why the crypto market is crashing, literally, because it's like this stuff here. But yeah, so she has
a Madonna's veg.
Well, yeah, the NFT craze, yeah. Right? I mean, technically, cryptocurrency, well, yeah, it's adjacent, right? It's not just that, but it's adjacent to the topic. Yeah, but, so yeah, a big tree is growing out of her vagina here in the first video.
Oh my god!
So this is not safe for work here, I guess. But the audio
from
too.
A small seed.
Let me go back here. Sorry, guys. I have to see that again.
Oh my gosh! Get over yourself,
life as a woman
lady.
Is like that of a tree.
Starting there's been from a small lot of stuff seed, going in and out of that thing.
Always pushing against the resistance of the earth, the endless weight of gravity. Scorching heat and pouring rain and punishing winds. I've taught myself to be supple so that I won't break.
There we go. That's the money shot right there.
And scrape my bark.
Hey, look at that. Like,
edgy stuff.
Like it's bad. Like so it's, that's poor CGI too. It looks like
it's
awful.
It's just chop me down. Cringe all around.
Burn me to the ground. They will never destroy my essence, nor take my
soul,
nor extinguish my soul.
You don't have one, lady.
She's just this beautiful, blooming flower.
You sold it out a long time ago.
She's just like a virginal flower. Yeah, right. She says, we can do whatever we want, but there are consequences to that. Nature will ultimately win in the end, she says. Yeah, it will. And it means a lot of the crap that she supports isn't going to last.
Yeah. And this is not paganism. This is New Age worship. And I mean, you could call it demonic, of course, if you... I don't have any objections to that. But no, this is this new because... As we'll see in the next one, it's this, it's all CGI, it's synthetic, it's technology, transhumanism. Look at this one here. It's literally like, I want to listen to what she says there too, but it's robot, what was it again, Lana? Robotic centipedes, bloody, by the way, bloody robotic centipedes crawling out of her vag. Look at this here.
In my hallucination, I saw my beloved's flower garden. In my vertigo, in my dizziness, in my drunken haze, whirling and dancing like a spinning wheel, I saw myself as the source of existence.
Oh, God.
I was
get over
there
yourself.
In the beginning, and I was the spirit of
look
love.
This. I don't. What is with these now lefty women that are just obsessed with their vagina all the
only
time?
The hangover and the memory of love.
Ugh.
And only sorrow.
Yeah, like I'm the mother of transhumanism.
I've made. I'm the source of creation. Look at
I'm this. The. I'm the mercy. Inspiration for everything good happening now.
And my love says.
Look at how poorly the face is rendered here, though. This doesn't look like it looks really bad.
And guaranteed, her 63-year-old boobies don't look like that unless she had lots of work done.
It reminds me of like, the. Oh, okay, it goes around again there. It reminds me. I think that was linked up here. What am I? Where did it go? Wasn't it? Oh, it was related on the other computer. I had that. Remember that with her big, swollen, weird face?
Oh, yeah.
You remember that shot we showed a
lots
while
of
ago?
Fillers and
oh, here
Botox
it is. Here it is. Look at this. Here. This is how
she's
she
got
really
a,
looks.
Like a 25-year-old black hood rat boyfriend right now.
Let's see if this can load New York Post. Can we get you? Here we go. Look at this. This is how she really looks.
Oh, my God.
What a beaut, huh? Look at those lips right there.
Did she actually play this back and is like, this
and
good.
Then she looked
it's
it
good.
Twice. Yeah, this looks great. I approve. Look at those eyes there too. Like, what the hell? It's like, you sold your soul, lady. Madonna, you'll be immortalized with these NTFs. It's the greatest thing ever. Is there any more? No, that's it right there. So anyway, hope you enjoy that. Trees and bloody robotic centipedes out of vaginas. That's where it's at, folks.
Well, you know, like I said, it's transphobic because now we've got to talk. We have to talk about pregnant men. Okay,
is that the next?
Because Calvin Klein, he released this very progressive ad for Mother's Day featuring a pregnant man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Calvin Klein, he is Jewish and questionably gay. I guess his ex-boyfriend said he's not gay. Now, of course, if it's not a man. It's not a man if it's pregnant. Okay, it just isn't. It looks like this bearded lady in Carnival. Remember that? Or like the freak circuses people would go to and pay to see the bearded
American
lady.
American Horror Show, is that what it's called?
Or? Utterly ridiculous. It's against all things natural and human. So there's this trend for pregnant men to take selfies. I know we have a little slideshow of this. And I noticed they always have beards because apparently that's the one identifier that says, I'm a man. Mm-hmm. I say like, okay, how about you pull your pants down and let's see what kind of plumbing you have. And that'll say who's a man, right?
Well, we're gonna cut that off.
Yeah.
Right.
So let's take a look at this slideshow because there's a lot of those.
Sorry, I was fixing a little thing here. That's why beautiful it's
and brave pictures of pregnant men that is being promoted now. Even Calvin Klein. I mean, it's going mainstream. So I don't say how can they say that they're some kind of oppressed class? Yeah, and you can always check out the hands,
like that
one you thought was a girl, the blonde one. Just look at the size of the hands, and then you know. Yeah, more beautiful, brave pictures. But I say, imagine how this baby is going to turn out. I mean, there's zero long-term studies on how big pharma hormones floating around this mom dad is going to affect the kid. I have some ideas based on what we know with endocrine disruptors, but also puberty blockers and what that does. Look at those hands. How big?
Look at that. Hey, I think it was Andrew Tate in the background of the other one there. Not that one, maybe, but not that one either. Yeah. Look at this one right there. Isn't that him right there?
We'll get into that later. But wait.
All right.
Wait.
There's more.
Soon, men can carry the burden of childbirth like Arnold in the movie Junior. I know we've talked about that a few times. There's this Indian surgeon who runs a gender reassignment clinic. And he plans to transplant a womb into a trans woman, to try and pave the way for men to get pregnant. He says this risky procedure will involve taking the reproductive organs from a dead donor or a patient who has transitioned the other way and had theirs removed. So basically swapping parts with other trans people. I mean, this is fucked. Okay. There's only been one documented case of a womb being inserted into a trans woman in the past, but she died from complications just months later. And this was actually the story of Danish trans artist Lili Ebba. I talk about this in my last video about the dark roots of the gender ideology movement. Had the operation in 1931 in Germany, but then developed a post-surgery infection and died from cardiac arrest 3 months later. Yeah, that's because you can't just mix parts around and mix them up and put them here and put them here and then it's going to work out. They think that they can do this just like with population replacement, right? It's all going to turn out the same. Mm-hmm. But by the way, since the trans woman doesn't have a front hole, is that what they're calling it now? Mm-hmm. And other parts, it's going to require IVF and C-sections to be able to make this happen. But this reminded me of the Swedish story. This was back in 2014 because transplanting a womb has been tried on real women. And this was in Sweden. 9 women. Some were born without a uterus. Some had to have theirs removed. Some had cancer. And it was only successful without complications on one that I could find. There was actually a baby that was born from this. The baby was born at 32 weeks, but she still had to have IVF and a C-section because the transplant didn't connect the woman's uterus to the fallopian tubes, but she still had her ovaries. But this is a woman, okay?
At least it's a woman. It's more logical.
But I remember hearing, too, that one of the women died. I was trying to find that story, too. So the point is, it's been tried on women unsuccessfully.
Right.
And fatally. So what do you think is going to happen with these trannies?
Well, again, we have different parts, different size of different organs. And, like, you know, it's kind of like I think I mentioned this in the Wednesday show, but, like, even for the breast, there's like a cavity basically in your ribs, right? Or like your rib cage has like a depression, so you can hold the breast tissue and all these.
Yeah,
things,
that's
right?
Why these guys can't get implants, right? There's no pocket to hold it.
Well, they do it, but he's just like, as I said,
it's horrible. Flopping
looks like
around.
Just two cups on a board, you know? So this is a University of Gothenburg. They're doing this. Sahlgrenska for some reason. So they have these robots and stuff. I mean, again, you could argue that
robots that are doing the surgery.
So there's robots that basically, the doctor can move his hand 1 centimeter, and it's controlling a robot that just moves it like 1/10 of a millimeter. You know what I mean? To like get the more fine granular precision of digital control, essentially. Right?
Yeah.
But anyway, so, I mean, it's like crazy that they're doing this, but now it's like, okay, well, then that settles it then. Let's move ahead and let's get it down on the men.
And, you know, the thing that occurred to me with Sweden, Sweden's surrogacy is not allowed because, you know, these feminists, oh my God, it's slavery. But soon they'll support men getting this womb surgery.
Yeah. Oh, you know, definitely. Yeah. So this is insane. And I touched on it Wednesday, but it's worth to bring up again because it's, I mean, if perfect that like everything is synthetic, we're going in that direction, right? It's all transhuman. It's all like artificial, right? And in fact, here's the BBC story here, right?
Yeah, and this was Sweden, and this baby came 32 weeks.
So. And I think, was this a, did I have a picture of, let me see here. Did we miss that? I think I had some picture of one. I guess not that. Okay, no. Anyway, there was a picture of the boy that was born this way to the Swedish mom, the Swedish boy, and he, I guess, is doing fine, though. It was not, as so far, at least. But it could be further issues down the line, which we don't know about. Like, what, you know, the slideshow, we looked at that. What if they're taking some weird hormones and stuff, and like they're
to hold the uterus? You mean, yeah? We don't know long term studies about this baby. What's going to happen? I've heard that
beard growth on a mom. I mean, that's you only get that because of artificial.
Yes, well,
hormones.
I've heard the quote unquote argument that they have to stop taking those hormones in order to get pregnant. Well, it's still floating around. Exactly, they still have a beard. They're still looking masculine right there. Like, there's already been damage that has been done to this body.
Yeah.
Right? God, oh, it's disturbing.
Yep.
How have we come to this?
Artificial.
How have we come
That's
to
what
this?
It's all about. Well, speaking of that, right? Target launches chest binders and packaging underwear for transgender shoppers. Wonderful, isn't
well,
this great?
Well, that's child abuse right there.
Pride Month is just around the corner. Great. Is it June, right? June coming
again?
Up?
Again? I thought we just had that all year already.
And Target is showing that its brand proudly supports the LGBTQ+ community by selling breast binders and packaging underwear. That's for your boys, of course. We'll get to that in a moment. As part of its latest clothing collection, Target's new product to celebrate Pride Month include chest binders, packaging underwear. The Tomboy X collab features undergarments like chest binders, packaging underwear, bras, and boy shorts in sizes S to F to 4X.
And you know the 4X ones are going to be the most popular for that demographic.
Yeah, exactly.
We know that these chest binders create lung complications and crack ribs, and like doctors have talked about how horrible this is.
Yeah.
And there's more. There's this tranny designer who's releasing this line of underwear for little boys to flatten their genitals, right?
Yep.
Transgender underwear designer has been accused of child abuse, rightfully so, for selling pants that seek to flatten the genitals of boys as young as 4. Doctors warn that the underwear, which is made to flatten the side profile of the pelvic area, could cause infertility. A leading peer claimed the sale of the product amounted to a criminal offense. Yeah, I would say.
Yeah, of course.
Under a dedicated kids section on its website, the company says Carmen Liu Kids is here for trans girls and non-binary kids in their journey. We are the world's first company, you heard, to listen to children that need us. Yeah, you're listening to the needs of children, little boys who need to flatten out their dicks and balls. This is really good stuff. Each product is here to provide children with the stepping stones to find themselves in a supportive, validating experience, like ruining their genitals and making them infertile.
I wonder who could be behind
that. It adds, we are here to provide gender expression products for trans girls and non-binary kids in aim of finding their true, authentic self. So if you got a penis there, let's flatten it out to hide that so you can find your true, authentic self. And then when you're older, maybe you just cut it off altogether. Well, doctors have said that putting sustained pressure on the genitals could cause permanent damage to young boys.
Yeah, of course.
Testicles need to be at lower temperature, a couple of degrees lower than the body, said consultant pediatrician. This is why they are in the scrotum outside of the body.
Hanging out.
At a young age, if they continue to remain in a high position, the cells that produce sperm eventually die
off. There you go.
Off.
Yep. Yep. That's what it's about. Remember, it's
child abuse.
Psaki. Listen to this here. They're calling this life-saving, right? Life-saving. It's all related to this.
Making you infertile, hurting your balls.
Yeah.
Life-saving.
Whether you're, changing your gender or reassignment surgery, whatever, or tucking it away or, to hide your genitals. This is what she said about this. Listen to this.
But Alabama's lawmakers and other legislators who are contemplating these discriminatory bills have been put on notice by the Department of Justice and the Department of Health and Human Services that laws and policies preventing care that healthcare professionals recommend for transgender minors may violate the Constitution and federal law. To be clear, every major medical association agrees that gender-affirming healthcare for transgender kids is a best practice and potentially life-saving. All of this begs an important question. What are these policies actually trying to solve for? LGBTQI plus people can't be erased or forced back into any closets, and kids across our nation should be allowed to be who they are without the threat that their parents or their doctor could be imprisoned simply for helping.
All right.
And thing is, she's just nutso, man. She's just crazy. And who's going to buy all this stuff, too? Like, I hope that all this stuff goes under a target. They're just going to keep it up like, oh, no, we're selling these chest binders and these, you know, ball-squashing undies for four-year-old boys. I mean, I don't know if those are in Target, but I'm sure they're going to be there soon.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it.
At least this woman spoke up against it.
Yeah.
Tory peer Baroness Nicholson.
Ooh, edgy stuff. Yeah. Speaking out
using your power. Amazing, yeah.
Squashing toddler balls.
Like, she said, I'm truly horrified. The makers, sellers, and distributors of these items are breaking the Children's Act and are heavily abusing the NHS health criteria for children. Yeah. But no, it's like you can molest, you can groom, you can maim, and you can permanently damage kids. But no, that's totally fine. But if you say mean things online, we'll come after you and we'll destroy your life,
yeah,
right?
It's outrageous.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So my bestie also sent this.
This is great. Made in Germany, right?
She's in a joke about this. Oh, my husband's trying this out right now. A testicle bath birth control device. just show the picture first.
Okay. Is it down in the...
yeah, it's in there. Isn't it in... Or I think you have to actually click on the video.
Yeah,
so
just start it, I think.
It's just music and text, but so it was a...
The new way of male contraception. We've got full screen here. Okay,
oh
go,
my gosh.
Go ahead if you want to read it.
Okay,
USB,
so it's,
that's great. The plug is easy to plug in, you know.
Yeah, just soak your balls in here,
just
right?
Fill up the water. Yeah.
Okay, I'll let her go through the steps here first.
Is there any audio?
Press the button to heat it up. Oh my gosh. Heating up, getting ready to insert balls here.
Yep, put balls in now here.
It's almost like they want to destroy men right
kinda,
now or something.
Yeah. We're like,
they make fun of guys wanting to suntan their balls, but not putting them in this kind of device.
Exactly. Good good call. Yep. A few minutes of ultrasound.
Because you know that's going to be really good.
Oh, yeah, that's great. And just, yeah, there's an app, see? So you can look at the phone. You know, you can surf. You can look your TikTok.
You guys are probably wondering how, and I'm not going to put my balls
that
in
is
there.
Literally, so you are done after you're done.
a Jewish inventor in Germany by the name of Rebecca Wise won a prize for her invention of this testicle bath birth control device, which is being pushed on European men, specifically in Germany. The ball bath temporarily stops sperm mobility. It only needs to be used every few months to keep the sperm inert to prevent fertilization, because God forbid these German men are fertilizing eggs. Hi, Rebecca Weiss.
Weiss.
She's so I don't
smart.
Know how many
She's
guys
really
are going to buy this.
That one.
Most guys are. I'm not putting my balls in there. I don't know.
I mean, this has to be permanent damage.
They
like,
say
oh,
it's,
no, it reverts
it's only
after
a few months, but
oh,
I can't really trust Rebecca Wise on that.
No, exactly. I mean, someone was talking about this, and maybe this is to make up for like the introduction of all these things is to like make up for the COVID vaccine, like the infertility that's going to be coming adjacent to that. Oh, everyone's doing this. It's just, it's normal. We have so many contraceptive methods and, you know, everyone's changing
that's
their
true.
Gender. And,
that's
know.
True. It could be know. That.
All right. Anyway, so that's insane. Pretty insane, right? Testicle bath. Good stuff. all right. So we do have, of course, do you want to take a couple of interviews there?
Sure. Sign Wolf. Yep. Promise I'm a real follower and not a bot, guys. Here's some bucks to prove it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good to see you, man.
Der Cherusker, despite all the hardships, despite the great replacement, despite the food shortages and the war waged by the Jewish oligarchs, we must never despair and surrender. You're going to have to read the German part for me. And since you took some German in high school.
I did, right? Well, you know this one. Der Kampf geht weiter.
You just read it better.
The struggle continues. And then the last one is Jelahun til striden bjuder. That's right. So a Norse call to arms, right? The battle continues. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. All right. So I want to begin actually playing. There's two clips in this one. Biden speaks to baby formula manufacturers about the baby formula shortage. And again, as we saw in the clip in the beginning, everyone's blaming each other. It's Putin's prickies, or Trump did this, and or even just blaming Biden alone. It's not it, but they're doing this, right? They've continued this process. It has primarily to do with the COVID lockdowns, the vaccine mandates, all that kind of stuff, right? Supply chain disruptions. Although it is making, the war in Ukraine, that's making things somewhat worse. Not sure directly in the baby formula, but it will be a issue with other, feed for animals, grain, wheat, of course, these kinds of things, right? But so check out the video here to get a little bit of an idea of just how bad it is in some of the states in the U.S. right now.
It's not just a problem. It's a crisis. And it's a crisis that's only getting worse.
A nationwide shortage of baby formula has some parents struggling to feed their infants.
Our babies literally do not have the formula that they need to survive.
In at least these eight states, formula is more than half out of stock. The issues are supply chain problems and a February recall and shutdown at an Abbott Nutrition plant in Michigan.
When two formula companies own the majority of the market and one of them
and they're toxic, by the way,
we should not be questioning how do we continue to feed babies.
Abbott says it could take 10 weeks for the supply to get back to normal. First, it needs FDA approval to restart production.
You need to go inspect.
That basically means they could intentionally be delaying it as well, by
That's
the way.
Right.
Look at what the FDA, the CDC has done during the pandemic, right? They've went along with all this. So now it could very well be real, this thing that happened at the Abbott plant, right? And I'm sure it is, right? But at the same time, they could literally just say anything, right? Oh, no, there's some kind of weird bacteria here. We got to shut it all down.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And then like that, and that's it, the disruption. But anyway, there's more here. Check out this Duckworth lady here.
To restart production.
Tammy Duckworth. We need to go inspect tomorrow, today, and let's get these plants up and operational.
Members of both parties say...
Yeah, but you did this with the lockdowns. It's literally you guys' fault.
They're
right?
concerned. In this statement, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell blames the Biden administration. He says they were sluggish to respond to the problem.
Trump admin did the lockdowns too, though, right? So
trying to feed your baby, doctors say don't make formula at home or stretch out your supply. Those could lead to poor nutrition. Experts say you might...
Well, I mean... It's just basically because there's so many dumb people out there.
Yeah, there's dumb people, but there's good sources.
Baby, right? He says they were sluggish to respond to the problem. If you're trying to feed your baby, doctors say don't make formula at home or stretch out your supply. Those could lead to poor nutrition. Experts say you might consider switching brands, trying to restart lactation, or asking your pediatrician about using cow's milk or toddler formula.
Yeah, I mean, raw cow's milk.
Raw milk.
Pretty good.
Actually, I wanted to get into that later. Now, people will be saying as they're looking at this, just breastfeed. Right. Yes, absolutely. But some women actually need to supplement or they don't have a supply. There can be many different reasons for that. So this is a horrible thing. Dog Whistler says, elites, if they can't kill you in the womb with abortions, will starve you with empty shelves for baby formula. They will infertilize you with jabs as toddlers and then packing underwear as teens. And if you make it out of adolescence, you will be eating insects. It's about lowering our people's population.
Yes,
absolutely.
That's right. This is before that, we have vegan videos, by the way. He says, here's a link to Adam Green's video on the sexual agenda, which is totally a Kabbalah thing. That's right. Everything they're doing now with the Noahide laws, right? The rainbow flag. There's no accident that the same color schemes just showing up here, basically.
Yeah.
But I just want to watch the rest of this. And then there is one more video real quick here.
In the long term, we need to make sure that we're finding a solution so we're not in this crisis again.
How do we not have a backup plan to make sure that this never happens? What are we going to do to help get our babies fed?
I'm Amy Kiley reporting.
Someone says, you just feed them a Madonna NTF. There you go. Here's another one here. Check this one out. It's pretty crazy when you think about it. This is kind of the baseline of a society, right? Caring
feeding
for
children?
Your young. You'd kind of think that'd be kind of one of the important ones, one of the big ones. But no, it's we're running out of energy, no gas.
You're fighting for
food,
abortion while kids can't get formula.
Exactly, right. It's insane.
Formula is getting harder and harder to find. Analysts say supply chain challenges, inflation, and product recalls are all preventing formula from hitting store shelves. And the FDA is paying close attention as
order
it works
from
with
Europe.
Manufacturers
good websites.
To safely ramp up production.
We're very concerned about it and understand that it should be a concern to moms and dads and grandparents.
Killing babies? Yeah, it could be a concern.
To get fixed.
New data from Data Assembly shows 40% of baby formula brands are out of stock. A dramatic rise from the first half of 2021, when that rate was between 2 and 8%. The new data also shows in these six states, Iowa, South Dakota, Similac, North Dakota, Missouri, yeah. Texas, and Tennessee, poison. More than half of baby formula was completely sold out during the last week of April. The situation has parents feeling helpless.
There's no answer. What are we supposed to do if we can't find the formula?
The supply is so low that CVS, Walgreens, and Target are limiting purchases. Parents say those
like Soviet Union shit here now. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm starting to hoard. I'm starting to scour. We're going further out. I'm going to areas where I know that there's a low population. What am I doing? You know, it's unreal.
Experts urge parents to be flexible and speak to their pediatricians about options, especially if they have kids with severe yeah. allergies.
They can't
that require
breastfeed
special
and can't get formula. That's a whole enough lot there, of options for them.
Oh, this guy too. Anyway. So, as you said, the brands are horrible that is running low. Similac and all these things, right? It's literally, remember like...
Horrible,
remember the back
toxic
in the,
stuff in there for your
ago,
baby.
Yeah, a few years ago. I mean, I guess it was a Chinese brand, but they had basically asbestos, or what was it again, in the baby formula,
yep.
like
Oops,
killing...
Somehow whoops, just
about,
got in there.
Sorry about that.
And know. Then they just walked away and nothing happened.
Of course not.
They weren't prosecuted or anything, not that
yep,
I know of.
Yep, PJ Media had one. Basically kind of saying that it's like, you know... Bare shelves, Biden, they call it.
Oh, but they
it's
have
like,
a black baby on there. So,
yeah. it's the conservative thing to do. Anyway, it's basically like they're running out. But it's basically down to the pandemic, the response to that, the lockdowns, and then the vaccine mandates, which basically cause people not to show up to work anymore. And everyone's quitting and stuff. So that's what
totally
should be blamed
needless.
Here, you
know? It's totally needless. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So
Bette Midler. Yeah. I got just a couple tweets here.
Sure.
Bette Midler got in trouble here because she said, try breastfeeding. It's free and available on demand. But obviously, there's a lot of women that can't breastfeed and hence they need the formula. So that was kind of a dumb comment. Ann Coulter had a good comment. Until the baby formula crisis is resolved. I'll pull up that tweet here.
Are we? There we are.
I sure
we're
hope
slow today.
I sure you're slow today. Yep. I sure hope lactating men everywhere will step up to the plate.
Shots fired.
When are those lactating men going to step up to the plate? Right.
That's, well, it's kind of funny though, because all of a sudden, it's a number of issues have kind of sorted this out for everybody, right? That it used to be confusion around genders, and I mean, granted, they're pushing that men can soon have uteruses at the same time,
they
right?
They can have babies.
But you know, since uteruses. The abortion, if you don't have a uterus, that's it, you're out. I get it now. It's so that they transplant uteruses to
just
men so
the
that
roles.
They can get pregnant so that they can have abortions. So how about that? That's the
I
thing,
had
right?
seen someone say, well, if men could carry babies, then they'd all be voting for abortions. Like, a lot of guys already do vote for abortion. Like,
and did you see this one? Here's a classic.
Like, the
right?
only reason women aren't getting it because men are in the way.
Right? Yes. I think the comment was, if men could get pregnant, there would have been abortion available at your ATM, I think was the comment.
All the abortion doctors are mainly male.
Amy Sitzkind with a pride flag in the bio here says, inflation down for the first time in 8 months and should trend down from ahead of the election. Now, what will Fox News cover? Roll out the southern border crisis. Yeah,
because that's not happening at all.
Not an issue. Of course not. No. But check this out. Anne Brenoff here, this is a beaut, says, and don't forget the baby formula shortage. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Here's the man.
They is that even,
hate your babies,
is
okay?
Is this even, I mean, it looks like she wants to eat your babies.
That's Anne Brenoff right
starve
there.
Them and then eat them.
Oh,
God,
my God.
What is that?
Fox News is going to be upset about the missing baby formula. But
literal you know. Troll. I can't believe she put that picture out there.
I don't think she did. But
wow.
Actually, it looks like a selfie. I think it is. I think
wow.
All right. Anyway.
I just can't stop staring.
They hate your baby.
Well, there's another solution. And Bill Gates wants to present that for this baby shortage, right? Baby formula shortage. Let's talk about the Gates-backed venture. This is in Durham, North Carolina. It's a biotech startup called BioMilk, which is trying to create lab-grown breast milk. Leading the productive round of venture capital raising was Breakthrough Energy Ventures, a fund established in 2015 by Gates and a coalition of people to advance energy innovations. People like Jeff Bezos, Michael Bloomberg, Richard Branson, George Soros, Mark Zuckerberg, among other liberals. So it's a bunch of liberals. Now they say that milk is just this bio lab made grown milk. We'll show you a video of it. It's very creepy. is just 3 years away now. And we'll question later, too, if it's actually coming from Bill Gates's moobs, some of these breast milk cells.
The cells, the base cells.
So lab milk just 3 years away. CNN is reporting from burgers to breasts. The idea first came to co-founder and chief science officer Layla Strickland in 2013 after she heard about the world's first lab-grown burger. A cell biologist by training, she wondered if similar tech could be used to culture human milk-producing cells to be more environmentally friendlier, more environmentally friendly than baby formula. I'm going to show some video of how this process works, but let's just look at a picture of the two founders here, the two women who are behind this project, because they look very healthy to me.
There we go.
Yes, these are the women that are behind it. So we should probably show the video from biomilk.com on their website, and we can comment as we watch, because it's pretty ridiculous.
And this is Vice doing this, by the way.
Do you want me to wear one? Yes, please.
So scientists like Layla Strickland are looking for alternatives.
So the other thing is we'll go ahead in here and grab gloves. This is also to mainly to protect ourselves
like not environmentally
from us.
Friendly. Her startup, Biomilk, is trying to produce human milk in a lab.
This looks like milk.
Well, it's frozen. it looks like an ice cube.
So it's not.
Oh my God.
It might be. We don't know for sure.
They're not sure because scientists are still figuring out what human milk even is.
It's just
they
a secret potion and we can copy it, right?
Molecules. In the body, milk is produced by cells that sit in between a person's blood supply and their mammary gland.
A person's.
Yep.
Not a woman's. It's a person's.
Yeah,
they're going to say this
pregnant
throughout. They don't actually say mother or woman. It's persons and parent and people. It's just like, oh my God. So now I know where this is going. It's basically milk for trannies. Okay.
Milk is secreted when nipples are stimulated by a latching mouth or even thanks to hormonal cues, like the sound of a crying baby. Milk's composition changes to best suit a baby's saliva, age, and even the time of day. Biomilk's process starts with mammary epithelial cells, aka the building blocks of boobs.
That's the cells.
How many cells is this?
A couple million.
So they look good.
They look great. Just a tiny little pellet that you can see. That's the cells that we're transferring now into a new home.
God, this looks complicated.
All right, so these guys are now transferred into their new home. We can take a quick
this
look at them on the microscope.
Creepy and eerie
Biomilk
to me.
Yeah, well, this is the new era, right? It's all simulacrum, it's all fake, it's all synthetic, it's all made in a lab, right? So you remember those bags we showed, replacement bags for being pregnant, right? You just grow it outside of the body, right? And it's just like in a plastic sack with tubes attached to it.
You just outsource your breastfeeding.
Absolutely. It's pods and synthetic. It's funny how they're just like, well, we'll just look at the molecule breakdown and then we'll just replicate that and that'll be that. You know, it's like, no, there's no other thing here that we haven't understood yet going on or what, you know, anyway, doesn't matter. But let's continue.
Works by culturing cells, a process not unlike making lab-grown meat.
Yep.
Layla's team feeds the cells nutrients and vitamins similar to those in the bloodstream. Then it incubates the cells in a bioreactor whose surface area.
A bioreactor.
Dinner is served, honey. I
honey,
put the cells into
the
bioreactor. Oh my gosh.
All right, something like that, right? It's always something. some
oh
kind
my
of
God.
Activate the biocell formula.
Works like the inside of a breast.
No, it
takes a couple of weeks for them to get to where they're nice and dense in there. And once they reach that point, we then go ahead and add that hormone, prolactin. From there, we start to see
from
some of the
source?
Components of milk.
Yeah, we just synthetically have developed that.
We just add that
here.
Hormone. Okay, where did you get that hormone from?
Yeah, exactly. Nuts and Dolts says, what about the antibodies in the breast milk, right? There's tons
well,
of things
woman's,
like that, you know?
The blood, you need the woman's blood and hormones are needed to make it what it is, right? You have the fatty acids, which help the brain development and growth. You have hormones such as cortisol, which help the baby's sleep cycle. All of that comes from the mother's blood. So it's not... You can't just replicate that outside in a lab the same way. It's not going to be nutritious.
Bill Gates is going to do it. He's going to do it.
Being synthesized, within days, really.
Biomilk is far off from actually selling their product. around 5 years. Eventually, the goal is to develop different batches of milk. One that reflects a vegetarian diet, another for late in a baby's development, and still others from cells biopsied from individual people's boobs. The bespoke suit of lab growth.
This seems really complicated.
Can I just entice you with this here real quick? Can we just, from, I think we know
from
where,
that per, they keep saying people's boobs, and I think, and we were speculating it's Bill Gates' boobs. That's going to be the starter cells.
Yes, I think this is where, oh, can I get that to work?
Because men can breastfeed too, right?
Was that?
Because they say men can breastfeed too, right?
Like, oh, yeah. No, of
course. If the baby sucks hard enough, there might get like one little drop out or something, they say. I don't know.
This would be perfect. Why does that stop working for? All right, whatever. It doesn't matter. Let's go back. Let's go back to the... it's going to be funny here, but that didn't work. All right, go ahead.
Milk.
And you'll go ahead and... you can go ahead and take this from me with your right hand, and you can hold up the flask with your left hand.
You know, we've got this idea that if you could collect a woman's own cell sample and propagate that in the lab and get it going into one of our units, we could produce milk for her based on the genetics of her.
Do you have to have that mask on?
Yes, she does. No one is even in there.
No.
You don't have to collect cells from a pregnant woman. In fact, you could collect cells at any point. You could even collect cells from men. We think they would respond.
See, there we go. This is what I told tranny milk. I was waiting for it. Birthing persons and all of this, so we could just take it from the man, and then you can feel like you're connecting, with your baby and all that stuff, right? That you're nursing, and we'll just like fake it.
Yeah, I had a left wing friend many years ago back in Sweden. Was like, oh, I saw in a documentary that men could just put a baby on their boob as well, and milk comes out, and it's like,
no. No.
They're trying so hard, right?
It's even harder for women to get that going who aren't pregnant, old wet nurses or whatever. So, no.
Here's that part again.
Cells. You don't have to collect cells from a pregnant woman. In fact, you could collect cells at any point. You could even collect cells from men. We think they would respond to the hormones in the same way.
Still,
wouldn't attain the complexity of the real thing. It's missing bioactive ingredients because it's produced in a sterile lab.
Exactly.
Which also leads to other challenges.
Yes.
How much will this product cost?
Ultimately, we think we can get it down to be pretty comparable to infant formula. That's our goal.
Based on everything I've seen here today, it seems like it would be a very expensive product.
Yes, and today it would cost thousands of dollars a day to feed your baby our product. And so I don't think any of us will feel satisfied if all we can do is, recapitulate the advantages of a privileged class of people.
Thank you.
Yeah. So this is her. Is her ethos, right? So environmentally sustainable by taking dairy farming out of the equation, but also by taking the mother out of the equation, right? Yeah. These people are acting like farming and motherhood is killing the planet. No, it's people like her because they're killing everything human and everything natural, right? It's ridiculous. And by the way, how much energy is this dumb lab wasting when they keep talking about like what's environmentally friendly and all that? So yes, we know some women, they have to supplement, but this sketchy milk, this fake milk isn't going to be any kind of healthy alternative. It's like Beyond Meat, which is beyond unhealthy. None of this is natural. They act like human beings are synthetic shells and everything we need can just be replaced by these synthetic copies, but this doesn't end well, right? It doesn't end well.
Yeah, it's a war on nature, ultimately. That's what it is. They want to replace everything and they want to have... it's a business model, too, by the way. Everything that's like natural and doesn't cost something. There's people out there on company board just saying, like, what is it that people use every day, but we haven't like managed to slap a price tag on it, right? I mean, that's where it is. And then again, because of poor living conditions, through all the chemicals that we bathe in, continuously, people's production is lower. We get all kinds of physical problems. And then here's the big pharma industry or the synthetic whatever industry coming in. And, well, we have a solution for you right here. Just, pay us the money and we'll replace this with a synthetic thing. Again, I mean, I know it doesn't work for every woman and whatnot, right, like that, right? But even the idea is because they sold this to women in the 70s, right? Don't breastfeed, right?
Yeah.
It was a fad all of a sudden. So, I mean, can you imagine now then, like the more kids that won't get that interaction with their mom and it will all be synthetic and artificial. And I mean, there's so many negatives.
Not even that interaction. And then some lab stuff, also, I wanted to remind people we're talking about like toxic formulas and stuff like that. There's a lot of good brands in Europe that you can order from that you can get straight from America. America that are much cleaner organic brands that are actually closest to human milk if you have to. Also, you can use raw milk, and there's recipes on Weston Price Foundation on the website. I know women that have had a great success with those recipes using raw milk and adding in some other things. Yeah. So those are healthy alternatives.
Green Queen to the sorcerer. Amazing. So I wanted to play this. This is kind of it's the end result of this, right? We put it on the Telegram channel. Make sure you follow us over there. By the way, t.me/RedIceTV for some good updates. We post quite a bit of news and memes and those kinds of things in addition to the shows and stuff there. You can watch the streams there. You can watch the shows and all that. But here's the World Economic Forum's Yuval Noah Hariri, right? The Israeli kind of transhumanist, really, to simplify it. From the University of Jerusalem, I think he went. But anyway, this is where they see everything is going, right? This is the end, maybe not end of the road, but it's end of the road of the human story as we know it. And here's where these guys come in. Look at this here. BBC, by the way.
All big changes frighten people. We are probably one of the last generations of Homo sapiens. In a century or two, we will either destroy ourselves, or far more likely is that we will use technology to upgrade ourselves into something different. We are facing changing the most basic rules of the game of life. For 4 billion years of evolution, life evolved by natural selection, and life was confined to the organic realm. Doesn't matter if you're an amoeba or dinosaur or a Homo sapien, you're made of organic compounds. Life will evolve by intelligent design, and it will break out of the organic realm into the inorganic with the creation of the first inorganic life forms. There'll still be beings, entities on planet Earth, but they will be probably much more different from us than we are different from Neanderthals or from chimpanzees. It's a complete game changer. It will also enable for the first time to break out of planet Earth. It's almost impossible to sustain human life or organic life in general in outer space and on other planets. But once you make the switch from the organic to the inorganic, there is no problem sustaining artificial intelligence. So if you think about Star Trek, Star Wars and all that, they still depict people like us flying in a spaceship in the speed of light. But what they miss is that the really different thing won't be the spaceships, it will be the beings flying in the spaceships. It won't be something like us, it will be something very different. It's evolutionary, but it's not evolution by natural selection, it's evolution by intelligent design.
That's what they want for us right there, right? It is kind of funny how it's always a Star Trek, Star Wars, like they think exactly. That's the thing, right? But, I mean, it's kind of interesting, though, in one way, because if you look at these myths and stories about the Greys, right? I mean, that's basically some kind of robot, if that's even true, right? Mm-hmm. If that's even real, like, that's what it could even be humans experimenting with already. Let's set up some UFO cult. So let's kidnap some people at night or whatever.
X-Files did an episode on that, didn't they?
Yeah,
maybe. Gray aliens, yeah.
It's this kind of, it's inevitable, we'll just evolve and we'll upgrade ourselves and we'll just do all these things. And it's like, look, somewhere along the line, we're going to be back to the Stone Age again. It's because it's not our choice, we're not going to be able to escape all the elements of nature. Because
men think they can carry babies, so.
Yeah, it's like hubris. We're like, we're right at that.
Mother Nature needs to just slam it back.
We're right at that Atlantis moment, right? We're getting extraordinary technology, and then one day we got too greedy and we're knocked back in place, right? All right. So anyway, that's what they want for us right there. Do you want to take that super chat?
Let's see. MHT, did you guys see Xyoclops Crenshaw? No. Get ratioed by a user named Chig Bungus on Twitter a few days ago. No, I didn't. Good old cringe.
I guess, the reply, where's the original reply? I guess not. It's regarding, I think, the billions to Ukraine in the wake of this. So the reply, at least, was, unfortunately, it's a screenshot, the only thing that come up in the search here. You sound off about that stuff, but then you vote yes on the $40 billion to Ukraine, right? Because investing in the destruction of our adversaries' military without losing a single American troop strikes me as a good idea you should feel the same. So he's admitting there, of course, that it's a proxy war. Like, yeah, we're fighting Russia by using Ukrainians. And yeah, go Ukraine, you know. Anyway, yeah, so that's base. Crenshaw literally got ratioed by a guy with less than 300 followers. Good. Followers named Chig Bungus. All right, good. I'm not sure what the original was, but it was some gay thing about the all the money for Ukraine, right?
God, Crenshaw. Yep, remember, he has a huge portrait of himself in his office.
Still
he could just sit and look at himself on the wall. Like, oh my God, these narcissists.
Reuters director of data science fired after reporting accurate statistic on police shootings and race.
Why are we not surprised?
Interesting. Reuters, go away, director of data science was recently fired for reporting accurately on police shootings and race in America. Zach Kriegman, was fired on reporting on facts and not the fanatically flawed opinions of today's media. For this sin, he was let go from Reuters. Until recently, I was director, Facebook or something? Anyway, until recently, I was the director of data science at Thomson Reuters, one of the biggest news organizations in the world. It was my job, among other things, to sift through reams of numbers and figure out what they mean. Again, this is the proof they don't lack objectivity or reality, right? About a year ago, I stumbled on a really big story. It was about Black Americans being gunned down across the country and the ways in which we report on that violence. We had been talking nonstop about race and police brutality, and I thought, this is a story that could save lives. This is a story that has to be told. But when I shared the story with my coworkers, my boss chastised me, telling me expressing this opinion could limit my ability to take on leadership roles within the company. Then I was maligned by my colleagues, and then I was fired. This is the story Reuters didn't want to tell. And then he starts writing. We know, of course, about the crime stats and stuff, so we don't have to go through all of it. But the point is, every time this bubbles up to the surface, you're the problem. Go away. You're fired. You're going to lose your accounts. You're going to be censored. You're going to be banned, right?
That's the same story every single time.
Funny that. All right.
Dramarama period now, huh?
Okay
so human trafficking in dissident rights, which we'll clarify is not dissident rights. A few people sent this to me, never heard of it. Returned centrist Lauren Southern claims that there's human trafficking in the dissident rights. And Ashton Birdie, who also used to kind of frequent some grifter rights circles, says that there's a right-wing casting couch that they were essentially also trying to brainwash her. And
who is that of them? Is she
she's not in this shot right here, but she'll come up. So we'll just play a little bit of it and then just comment as we go, shall we?
Okay, so I have to cue this up. What was it, 131, right?
Yeah.
Yep, 131.
I like the Paul Joseph Watson clip much better, but we'll start with this one.
we'll get there. All right, here we go. That's good enough here.
31. Yeah, just type in South African. So there's Afrikaners and there's Boer. Afrikaners,
they don't know what Boers are. So she's explaining.
All
it's not an animal. It's a people.
Who have, who have their origins in Cape County. Boer is a specific group within the larger Afrikaans-speaking population who are Dutch.
Okay. Is this a... Now I'm getting the Dinka Dinka dance. This is not what I wanted.
Bro, I don't know.
No, I'm just getting regular dinner. African.
Sorry, maybe a few seconds off.
It's coming up. And now I'm going wild on Twitter, and I know I'm going to wake up and look at my Twitter account and be like,
drinking
oh, no.
wine.
Well, yeah, you just said you're going to do an expose on the dissident right call. I'm interested in hearing
Well,
about
I guess
that.
I've got to do that now. Should be fun. Dude, I got to be real. There is so much I haven't said. Like, I got heaps and piles of things I haven't said. You know, I don't like drama, but there's so many.
But this is like me too. You gotta like speak up. You know,
this is the drama cast.
Yeah, I don't like drama, but it's at the point where I watched this thing. What is it called? Kino Casino. Did you watch?
Oh my gosh, Andy.
Wait. A casino where everyone's on keto. I'm listening.
All I heard about was cum stained sofas. That's all I my
so
takeaway
like
from
this Andy Worski guy, Jaden McNeil, and then this other dude.
Well,
that was pretty.
She did cook with him, right? So she's pretending she doesn't know him now or something. All right, whatever, girl.
And they were talking about how these young men are being brought into this movement where they're told to hate women and kind of being blackmailed and dogs.
Okay, well, okay, wait. Okay, I don't want to pause too much here, but this movement.
Okay, I just want to say, she said she's going to do a tell-all on the dissident right. Now, okay. Lauren Southern, newsflash, was never a part of the dissident right. She worked for Ezra Levant, who was a Jew, a couple homosexuals who made videos for her. That's not being in the dissident right. She also leaked information to Hope Not Hate. That's not dissident right. She avoided my show like the plague, and when I was interviewing like the best of the dissident right women, so like she didn't frequent any circles like Omren, Red Ice people. No, it was Milo, Gavin, Tommy Robinson, Rebel Media, David Rubin. They aren't the dissident right. Okay, so just to clarify, like these people tell all of the dissident right. She was not a part of it.
So it's a gay op misappropriation of the terminology. But yeah, when I was in
let's
the
just put it all together, yeah, you yeah. know. And then, I remember I called that too when she did that really weak documentary Borderless, where it was like, mm-hmm. oh, these poor migrants are being trafficked in Europe and nothing about what the European people are facing when it comes to the migrant invasion that was happening. I did a whole documentary on that called What Lauren Southern's Borderless Didn't Say. Remember mm-hmm. that?
Yep. Yes. No, that was good. Go check that out if you didn't see that yet. It's up on Odyssey, BitChute, our main websites, of course. But yeah, so she's misrepresenting this, and then also bringing now into she's bringing the Kino, and we have a clip from that later. But the Kino Casino guys, they brought on Jaden, right, about the Nick Fuentes America First situation. So that's a later thing of that's not technically even the dissident right.
You that was
could,
like
you could argue. I mean, in a way,
came it came out of MAGA it's more so.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's adjacent. I'm not trying to say it's completely different, but I'm just saying it's like that's kind of a later thing that it was already like established, and then different offshoots of different groups, right? Yeah. Anyway, so but
you can't just typecast all the dissident right, which is basically people who are a little more harder than conservative, or they're not mainstream conservative, right? They're a little more hard hitting, so. Is that who she's calling the dissident right? Because that's a lot of people. That's like millions and millions of people.
Yeah, yeah. Again, I mean, it's like now she's misappropriating again by saying the way the Groypers were kind of
hating women it? Or whatever.
Yeah, like that how they were treating women or like the explicit
or no girls allowed
they did,
or something.
No e-girls or whatever. Now she just applies that instead of just saying, well, that was the Groypers, that was America First. Now everybody in the dissident right was like that, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's keep going here.
They leave and it's ruining their lives. And it actually like looked like I was really happy that people were exposing that because there are so many young men getting invited into the dissident right, having their freaking lives destroyed, never being able to get a successful relationship with a woman, never getting married, never doing the things.
Again, that yes, the Groyper America First, if you listen to Jaden McNeil and Simon, right, who was the voice who spoke out against Nick. Yes, that, but don't apply it to everyone else.
Yes,
what are you doing,
exactly.
you dumbass?
And it's just like, most people I know in the dissident right, including all the women I interviewed, are family folk.
Like, I know.
Maybe around some of the sketchy people she was around, you yeah. know, people that were doing blow and doing the MAGA grift and the Christianity grift or something, you know, while they're like snorting blow and partying and like the Proud Boys and that whole thing. Like, that's more of the circle that she was traveling in.
Yeah, but my experience with this is the universe, right? Let's keep going.
That so many right-wingers say is like the thing to do because they're being told to hate women and like hate being normal and just constantly shitpost online. And I really appreciated like the guys that were calling that out and saying this is actually really unhealthy. And there's a lot of like young, you know, teenage men, early 20s men being taken advantage of for their money and their like hearts. And they truly believe they're saving the world. And I really appreciated people calling that out and potentially saving like lives and futures with that. And maybe I should have talked about a lot of the stuff that I went through earlier, and I kind of regret that, but there's a lot of cult-like dynamics in the dissident right. Like,
yeah. She was hammered for, I mean, everything she did with Hate Not Hope, was it?
Oh, right? Yeah.
And then she just basically disappeared and dwindled away, right? Now
that's
she's
right.
back and is going to reveal a tell-all.
And also, when things got real, when things were, people were getting banned and censored, losing their bank accounts and their channels,
right,
she does the big centrist exit and leaves.
Yep. Yep.
Retiring or whatever, and then comes back with this like tell all on the dissident right, which is a cult. Yeah, talking about replacement migration, anti-white policy, brainwashing and grooming of kids, encouraging people to have a family. That is anti-cult. Mainstream media is the cult. Liberalism is the cult. What about the Trump train? She was a part of that. That's a cult. Also watching videos online is not joining a cult. Hanging out with people at a bar or a party or a protest is not joining a cult. You can leave that at any point in time. And you can also just turn off YouTube. You're not in a cult.
Yeah.
Not a cult-like dynamics. Yep. Yeah, like I got lied about so much. Literally, not even because...
For no reason whatsoever.
There was a lot of smoke. Yeah.
I was like...
And then one day for no...
You know what? You guys keep doing your weird like Epstein shit. And I'm going to leave, Epstein? And I don't want anything to do with you people. I'm not even going to say anything. And
doing
they felt
your
the
weird
need to
Epstein
me
shit.
I think she just said Epstein, right?
Knew too much.
Lauren, so. I am so glad you're saying this because every time I talk about how there was a right-wing casting couch and how so many girls were assaulted and how so many girls were groomed and abused and how people like me who lost their entire family were taken advantage of because we'll be your new... And Lauren, here's the thing. Lauren can vouch for me because she witnessed what...
You want to pause there? What is she talking about? The casting couch.
The right-wing casting couch. Like, you make videos on YouTube. No one is saying, you must... fuck this guy in order to make a video that you make on YouTube. Or, oh, I'm going to make you a star in the dissident right because, yeah, you could just, you know, rake in the dough and become such a big star. If you sleep with this guy, then he's going to help, you know, write some scripts. Well, apparently Lauren was accused of sleeping with a couple guys who were writing her scripts or something, if we can trust Milo, because Milo's crazy too, you know.
Yeah, but, he's fed, but...
And remember, Lauren used to do cosplay, is that what it's called?
Furries, right? Furries,
and then became trad, and then she was charging betas all this money for webcam talks with her. I was like, what the? Like hundreds of dollars so these guys can get online and talk to her, you know, in person or whatever.
But no, but this right-wing cat,
like, speak for yourself. Like, were you actually, this other girl, Ashton, were you actually, like, sleeping with guys or what was going
on
here?
There's this centralized organization, right? Kind of like Hollywood. It's kind of like that, you know what I mean? And then you have to go through a couple of people and you have to, you know, give them BJs or you have to screw them, basically to become known and ascending through the movement. So this is basically like they're me tooing now, like after years of like actually following along in this kind of method and system, now because it's a disadvantage to them, it's enough distance between them and what they did back then. So now it's like, oh, it's all these bad things that happen. And
maybe
this
in
is
the
merchant
MAGA rights. Maybe there. Maybe at you know, Ezra Levant's operation or something.
Exactly, right.
But not at the Red Ices and the American Renaissances and the countercurrents. I mean, Greg Johnson's gay, so that wouldn't even apply.
He would have it then.
Anyway, go on, because she says some things here. That
I'm
just like...
I know. It's just... Oh, my God. These people. It's just never...
call it out. This is bullshit.
And journalists is going to approach. There's going to be pieces written these people. You know
she
the
already,
whole thing here.
She
now,
already
right?
mentions that.
Yep, there you go.
What I went through. So many people come after me and call me crazy. And you know, maybe people can
say
whatever they want. They can say I'm
one,
crazy,
yeah,
whatever. But you can't deny that there's something really sketchy going on and everything about Andrew Tate being revealed.
Okay, should we return to that?
Okay, Andrew Tate. Okay, let Lauren say the human trafficking line, and then we'll pull up the Andrew Tate, because I was like, wait, who's this guy? I had to look him up again, and that guy! Okay, so they're basing all this on this Andrew Tate.
All right.
Going to come out, so I am
who's
just
that?
Really happy.
Dude, people are fucking human trafficking in the right wing. People are complicit in this shit.
Thank you.
There is so much going on
behind
the scenes that is sick and broken, and if they are terrified of people...
Why did you go along with it then?
Like me, who know about it, they're terrified of me speaking up, and the only reason
Lauren,
I haven't
should we just make a documentary
is because they
me?
Have threatened my fucking family, so
oh
I have not
my
spoken up.
God. Okay,
should.
So you're supposedly all like trad and all this in this period, you witness human trafficking, you're making documentaries, but then you don't call out the human trafficking that you supposedly saw. I call it bullshit. And by the way, this big evidence is Andrew Tate, you know, there's literal human trafficking in the right. Are you talking about, again, the merchant right or what? I had to look him up. Total cheeseball. He's the half black, half English kickboxer guy. He was very MAGA. He hung out with people like Tommy Robinson, Cernovich, Jack Posobiec. So maybe in those circles, something's going on. Spent time with all those people. Nice one. All Zionists. Also, Jordan Peterson's daughter was dating this guy.
Yes. Do you remember this
guy?
There was a couple of photos way back floating around when she had this, I think he was Russian born, Alexei or something
Romania.
Like that.
Romania. This guy. It's Romania.
Okay, well, I don't think so, but anyway, Okay, they're in Romania when this photo is taken, allegedly. But I'm just saying she was married to like a white guy and she had a baby with him and then she divorced him. And then she hooks up with this guy, right? And there was some funny photos going around about that. So I guess this is what they're talking about.
This is not dissident right. So this needs to be clarified. If you're traveling in MAGA merchant right circles, that is not the dissident right. This guy's also very rich. He's got like is worth more than $16 million or something, which is not very dissident right.
Look at this thumbnail that they're using for this video here too. Look at this. That's him right there. Is that Lauren down there? Let me scroll over here. Where are we here? Here we go. There we go. That's the money shot right there. Is that Lauren right there? There. That's the casting couch. That's a photo of the casting couch.
Well, what's happening is a woman is now claiming he held her at his house against her will. So there's a probe into crimes of human trafficking and rape now.
Yeah.
So because of this story, all the dissident right is human trafficking. And apparently he's the mentor of the dissident right.
Oh, okay.
And apparently we're all complicit somehow.
With this 450 lay count. and the question is, lifestyle, best country in Eastern Europe for beauties and lays, is the question from Elon Musk here, right? So it's all about that. This Gollum guy, I've never heard of the guy, is like what they were sleeping with then? She's admitting here? Because this guy has the casting couch, he was kidnapping these women, I guess. If you're hanging around guys like this, that's on you. That's not on some political movement, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. Anyway, we can listen to a few minutes more.
This is great. Look at this, Sean, here. Oh, my God.
It's the money shot.
It's this huge organization. They're human trafficking people because of Groypers.
But I didn't say anything all this time.
No.
I'm going to, because maybe lefty journals will start to.
Now it could benefit me. Now it could be another grift here.
Okay, that's why. I keep getting calls from like journalists and whatnot who want me to come forward with my story. Who I've been really private about certain names and whatnot. And the thing is, I have thought about going public with my story because I have gone to the police. I have made reports on what happened to me. But the thing is, I think I'm also in a position where I'm afraid the public is just not going to react well to it because people are going to – how do I explain this, Lauren? Where if you are in a position where you have no family, you only have friends back home to rely on anymore, your entire community is now this right-wing internet cesspool, and they have assaulted you. They've basically made you change what you wear, how to eat, basically your entire identity. Completely.
Who is it? Who exactly are you talking about here?
Like, who? Yeah, exactly. Drop some names here. Just give us some freaking names. Who is telling you what to? Yeah,
Gollum.
What to eat and what to wear and to lay on this casting
this
couch?
Guy is like, what is? Hey, do you want to? Hey, I've laid with 450 women. Do you want to be 451? Oh, well, can I become someone in the right wing? Yeah, of course. You'll just have to suck my dick.
Oh, and then, here we go. You know she's going to talk to journalists, right?
Oh,
looking for some redemption to get those shitty friends back.
Then the headlines write themselves, right? The far right's grooming issue.
Yeah.
Or how they're abusing. I mean, they've tried so hard for such a long time. And it wasn't kind of until the Groyper type mentality showed up that really was
a
wide scale problem, you could argue, right? But that were more just they didn't want to have anything to do with girls. It was kind of more like that, right? It wasn't like, I mean, but did they bully girls?
The same thing I said with the Me Too movement. Why do these girls always wait, like sometimes 10, 15 years later? Now in this case, a few years later or whatever, a couple years later, if you saw some real stuff, if you were actually assaulted, if you were actually raped, like speak up, do something. She said she went to the police, will press charges, like be loud about it then. Otherwise, it's just the timing on it all is just very suspicious to
me. Mm-hmm. Washed over by these people who want you to be like sort of a cartoon character, and it's gone to the point where one of the businesses assaulted you, and you're in a position where you have nowhere else to go, you have nothing to do. So now I'm finally in a place of like freedom. I would like to come forward. I have been contacted by a lot of people recently to come forward, but it's just one of those things where one,
the Guardian, the Daily Beast,
I'm finally out of the situation, so I'm kind of free, but two, I feel obligated to talk about it, but at the same time, I don't think people would react well to it. It's a really scary position that I'm
in. Yeah, it's a tough spot.
What does it matter if whoever reacts?
Because all someone, she cares about is what people think and being liked.
Yeah, but what people need to understand, like someone calling you names on the internet, like that's not real, right? You can literally just turn off the computer and walk away and nothing have happened to you. Yeah. It's like this, Okay, well, is it a popularity contest? That's what it's been about. Well, why, if you were worried about that, why did you join the right wing to begin with?
The only thing I remember with her is that she dated Baked Alaska, and they were, like, really wasted and high on this one live stream. That's the only thing I saw.
I think clinically, like, she's actually insane.
Yeah, she had said, she said that she had some, like, mental issues and stuff. I remember that as well. A long time ago, she said that, so, obviously.
Yeah. So, anyway, so the point also why we're bringing this up is wait for it, because there will be blanket headlines. This is what the, I mean, will they use alt-right? Yeah, possibly, but it will be something like the far
dissident
right.
Far right, especially with the stuff coming out about Fuentes, and now that's going mainstream. And
So this is how they all were. I think there's this, like, is established, and, you know, kind of, anyway,
one extra minute, I think, and then we'll move on.
All right, that's fine.
And my advice to people has always been go to the police. Like, it's hard to go to
Well, that's what I did. I did go to the police. There are reports on it. But the problem was, is that a lot of people think, here's the thing. I have this, like, idea that, if I go to the police, then, you know, everything's going to be solved, because these people who claim they're hated by the government and that they're in danger from the government, it's absolute BS, because some of these people that you look up to, your favorite pundits, have a lot of money and a lot of power, a lot more power than
they will
admit.
Not the dissident right, Ben. You can't possibly be talking about the dissident right.
No.
Because money and power is not a part of it.
Grifter right.
The grifter merchant right. That's who you're talking about. So let's clarify that on the record. Thank you.
And again, could there be a one-off? Yeah, sure. But if a crime was committed, then, you know, that would be, you could be, see police record. It wouldn't be like, she approached the cops, and they're just like, all right, whatever, what happened? And she's like, well, it was this guy, and this, all these people and things, and, you know, probably not laid out the best way. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, let's
The police will just brush the case under the rug.
Probably, like, because it wasn't a crime committed then.
So it's just one of those things where a lot of people you think are being attacked by the government are losing power. It's not true. They have tons of
power. In a roundabout way, she's right, because a lot of these people are kind of being used just to be, I mean, it's the whole,
like, the Ben Shapiro's.
We'll get into the Fuentes thing that happens later, but basically it's basically a black hole of, like, where all the little young kids who associate themselves with the right wing can, like, project upon some leader shows up, right? And it's like, oh, he's going to fix problems for us or whatever. They attach themselves to that, and then he just goes up in flames, right? And then it's like, well, they got disillusioned. They're walking away. They donated money to this guy, right? It's the same cyclical thing, like, happening every 3 or 4 years or so. Some new star rises up.
Richard Spencer, and then
it's Fuentes.
Time we always can call exactly what's going to happen. Yep, you and I always sit back and, like,
see the traits.
It's going to happen here.
Come and go, and here's again. I mean, the problem, we'll get to Fuentes in a bit here, but the problem is not really, like, them. The problem is all the people that are, like, projecting upon these people, or think that they're going to be, you know, led by them, or they're going to help, you know, they're going to fix things for us or whatever. And it's unfortunate. Look, I get it. We're so desperate need of good, decent leadership that we literally are willing to take anything, essentially, right? Just, this kid is going to fix our issues. Here we go, right? Is a little bit more from this?
We could call it quits. Okay. They were just kind of going on about, oh my God, the dissident right has their own language. I'm like, yeah, so does every subculture or mainstream culture. My God, the left is creating all this Orwellian language, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, they use these terms. Anyway, moving on. How about, there's a couple.
One thing I do want to show, though, actually, real quick, is so here's Andrew Tate article here. It was not the best written. I think it's, like, maybe foreign source or something. But so, as you said, he was arrested, right? He beat up his wife or something like
that, this
right?
was another story. He was arrested for that. But now he's being accused of holding a woman against her will. She says that she was held against her will at his house and raped. So there's an investigation into that.
I wouldn't doubt it. But doesn't this also reflect on them then? Like, if this happened, why didn't you speak out about this right away, as you said?
Yeah.
Right? And, like,
if you knew Andrew Tate was doing bad things or whatever, why didn't you say anything?
And for the way, I've never heard of this guy.
I remember a long time ago, because of Tommy Robinson, it came back to me once I saw his picture. Right. Dog Whistler says, not to defend Lauren, but right-wing corporate media, look at Roger Ailes, is just as perverted as left-wing corporate media and full of grifters. Well, of course.
But she's not talking about that. No, she's talking about dissident
people,
rights.
You know? Like you two are quality people based on traditional values. Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
And we are talking about the dissident right. I think the distinction needs to be made here that she's talking about the grifter merchant MAGA right. You know?
She's been like right. I mean, she's been on Fox, I think, like two or three times, if I remember correctly. At least once, but I think it's more than that. She's like,
I mean,
you know,
for sure, in those circles, there's a casting couch, yeah, but not dissident right.
No, exactly.
Cyan Wolf says, Eric Stryker on National Injustice did an expose on right-wing casting couch operation, an agency called Explore Talent, run by Israeli Amy Schiffrier, involving Candace Owens, Bobert, and Scott Pressler. I would not be surprised about that.
Your classical dissident right kind of personalities right.
Absolutely.
There.
Yeah. Archie says, Southern and her friends are talking about the kosher Dennis Prager and Charlie Kirk gangs. Absolutely. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So make the distinction right here, right now. Yep. Glenn the Chinaman says, if they don't name the Amish or call out white replacement, they're not dissident right. Absolutely.
It's true. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It is true. All right. Anyway, so that's that guy. So it turns out Paul Joseph Watson is based and red-pilled.
He's pretty cool these days.
If it is him. I think it's probably him, right? Now, think of the previous story here too, right? Because remember, Paul Joseph Watson, he was going after Lauren Southern. What is this, two years ago or a year ago? I forget when it is. It was after this documentary.
For being a fraud or something.
Yeah, it was the Hate and Hope, she backstabbed everybody. She walked behind the back of these people. She sold everybody out. Now she's back and going to do this great expose on all these bad people in the dissident right. So it could very well be someone like Lauren Southern that dropped this audio to what's known as Byline Times. I've never heard of them.
Neither have I.
A recording exclusively obtained by Byline Times exposes YouTuber and InfoWars alumnus Paul Joseph Watson using racist, homophobic, and anti-Semitic slurs.
So what?
So shall we just listen?
Yes.
Oh, warning. This is warning.
Inflammatory.
You might be physically
It's like rheumatoid
hurt.
Arthritis.
You might break your leg if you listen to this. All right, already. We've read it. Holy smokes.
People are weak.
It's literally just like 20 seconds of this. That's why they have to do that. Okay, here we go.
Nigger fagger activist who get in my way in London and stick signs up in my face. Trying to get me to join a gay faggot Palestinian cause. I don't give a shit about Israel or Palestine. I care about white people and not sand nigger packy Jim faggot coons. Yeah? I'll leave you with that. I really think that you should press the button to wipe Jews off the face of the earth.
Shit. And you know what? Ooh, so what? A guy said something you don't like.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Please. Let's hear your private recordings of how you talk about like exterminating white people. And Henrik, I know you and I talked about they actually have policies to wipe out certain demographics of people, whereas they're worried about some guy who potentially was like making some joke here.
Yeah, you're making a good point. They are actually genociding people. There's like it's in like the structure of our societies right now. It's kind of a cultural narrative. It's within academia, replacing white people, knocking them off of positions of power and influence and all these crazy things, right? Here's a guy just talking about something, and that's a bigger problem than what actually is going on against white people in like all over the West right now. It's quite remarkable when you think about it. But of course, it's not an accident, right? I do have to say, though, one word kind of at the end, right or something, it sounds a little bit different than I remember hearing him. I'm not saying that they faked it or whatever, but they would also do something like, it's very possible. You know what I mean?
Sure,
here's a guy who kind of sounds
it's
like
not
him.
100% just, confirmed, right?
Let's just make it up, right? And claim that it's him. But one thing that was funny after this, what's the date on this here? May 6th, then on his, is that the same day, May 6th? Let me see what the date is here. Sorry, guys. Yes, May 6th. He linked up Jews Rock.
I remember that song.
With a smiley face. Remember this? Listen to this. This is on Paul Joseph Watson's Telegram page then.
Yeah.
I love Jews.
have been better if Lauren Southern dressed as a furry or cosplaying a video like this.
Yeah. All right, so I guess Sam Hyde and the boys, they wanted Jews rule, but the producers, as you can see sitting right there while this is being recorded at Adult Swim, the executive producers, they said, we can't do that. How about Jews tropes. Rock as opposed to Jews rule? Anyway, so that's kind of a little nod there. You know, Paul Joseph Watson, I think he kind of recognizes that that's his way of saying, yeah, it was me. And like, fuck you, type deal. So good for Paul Joseph
Watson. All right, let's meet for a beer, Paul.
Nice. All right. Okay, so why don't we talk about Nick Fuentes now, since we're on drama and all those kinds of things. There's a couple of clips I want to play, a couple of time codes on this. So it's Jaden McNeil, right? He's kind of right-hand man. And it's Simon, right, who also worked with Fuentes, and he apparently worked with, I don't think I met him. Maybe I did. He could very well be. I don't recall. Maybe I met him in like NPI or something, but apparently he worked for Spencer for some time. And so they're speaking out against Fuentes and have all these allegations, and they talk about their relationship, what happened and all that kind of stuff.
His top dudes, basically.
Yeah. And so we'll play a couple of those. And what else? There was something else I was going to say before we play this. It slipped my mind right now, but it'll come back to me. It's not that important. It's just like, these are kind of allegations and stuff like that. And some things I think have kind of proved them. Oh, I wanted to mention the thing with Patrick Casey, right? Because he jumped ship. He worked for us for a while.
Patrick was a good guy.
Too. Yeah, he's a great guy.
He was a good guy, honest guy.
Very well balanced.
Smart.
He sees things reasonable. Ahead of time. He saw where this was going, right?
Yeah.
I think even Jaden in this long stream here mentioned, like, how did Patrick know that, like, his bank account had been shut down or confiscated or locked, I guess, frozen, and him being on a no-fly list. And that's because Patrick, talked to Nick, and Nick told him that happened. And that's when Patrick was like, all right, this is not good. You know, when this happens, that's usually when people at the federal level, the informants, ask you to be an informant, to ask you to, look, we have all these hooks in you, cooperate with us, right? Or we'll make life hell for you. We'll put you in jail, basically, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so here's a couple of clips, a couple of choice different things here. Let's listen.
Tell as many people as possible initially, because there's real danger. It is a honeypot trap for people who are getting involved in this internship at this point in time.
Yeah, he's talking about the internship at America First, right?
However, you know, with the legal stuff, I was like, okay, well, you know, I'll say a prayer. I hope these people just see through it, you know, and I can walk away. Over the past 4 or 5 months since we departed, there has been, you know, basically they have a chat called like Reuper Intelligence or like Intelligence Agency or whatever. And in the internship program, they've turned it into like a gay ops program where they have all these guys, you know, conducting reports on where I've been working and where other people have been working, what sort of jobs that we've been taking up in the meantime, and sharing
Seriously?
That's 100%.
Yeah, that's crazy ex-girlfriend shit. Like, you know what I mean? That's really weird.
Yeah, it's like, so even if you're not a public face like Jaden, behind the scenes, they're going to ask interns like, oh, you know, what's their new Twitter account? What's their alt? Oh, they're working at this company. They're working on this project. You know, let's keep an eye on that. Let's see if we can do anything to that. Let's see if we can get that shut down, you know, whatever they're working on. And I didn't want to believe it at first. You know, this is somebody who's known Nick for 5 years. I mean, I've dedicated almost half of a decade to working with this guy and trying to prop him up. Like, I did not want to be on this show. You know, I never thought I would be doing like the equivalent of what I did to Richard Spencer on the Weekly Sweat those years ago. And by the way, if you guys didn't know, used to work with Spencer back in 2017, you know, was volunteered as like his security. I would drive him around, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, I saw disturbing things come to light. You know, he brought
Spencer had a falling out with somebody? Holy shit, I can't believe it. That's incredible,
They start all right, and then they just, like, have this psychotic break, some of these guys.
Yeah,
reveal themselves.
It could be the pressure. Like, there's a lot of mechanisms here. It's not always it's like, oh, it was a honeypot from day one.
And narcissistic tendencies, and then they have breaks in between, like psychotic breaks.
For the most part, people that want to be influential, known in leadership positions, they want to have a following and all that stuff. Usually that's the type of people that are least capable. They should not have that, basically, right? And it's not always the case, but in many cases that is the sad fact of it. And when they do get those things and there's pressure and stuff, they some people, they break. They break under pressure. Mm-hmm. They start blaming everybody else. They start getting weird. Then, of course, things like January 6th happen when them feds get their hooks into these people and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, things start kind of going in a really weird direction, almost like, are they being told to do this, or is there something? Are they trying to save their own skin? And, you know, mm-hmm. there's so many questions, right? But a couple of more. So that's a pretty big accusations right there. So here's another part I want to play around what Jaden has to say regarding everything about Nick is fake, I think the accusation was.
He was the president, and he was handling stuff. But, mm-hmm. I mean, not an important detail. But, yeah, just to clear that up, I wasn't bullshit. Guy's like, he lies about everything. By the way, just throwing this out there, Jim, because I know we brought it up in your debate. The 500K, he's had that for almost a year, okay? He's had that back from the feds for almost a year, and he's just been using that to raise money.
So it was total bullshit.
It was for a few months, and he's been using that to raise money and throw like a
his return party. In the summer.
Hey, 16-year-olds, give me.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious. He bought a $70,000 car right afterwards. So
he bought a $70,000 car afterwards, and then he didn't even pay his guys. His guys
Simon
that were working
has two
for him.
Kids, by the way. He's a family man, right?
And he was paid. He said how much it got paid on. It was peanuts.
I think it was paid about
$1,000.
Around $20,000 that year, or something like that, right?
And Nick is bragging about being a millionaire, and then he's not taking care of his guys who are doing like a lot of good work for him, right?
Who could have known this was the
wow? That's like that's not how you treat people. God,
no. But so, yeah, and it was this, you know, meanwhile, it's like it's kind of a problem that there's people that have girlfriends and like, oh, my God, Jay. It's this weird thing where like Jaden is like still kind of like brainwashed. And I mean this in a, you know, I don't make shit on him, but I'm saying like just because of like that mentality in these circles and spheres where like.
Like guilt because he kissed a girl.
I admit it was my, like I did that wrong. I shouldn't have done that and stuff. It's like, and even Andy is just like, what the hell are you talking about?
You have to apologize for kissing a girl on it. Because the whole point is. Families, right? Isn't that when Nick started off as having families? You're supposed to be Catholic, right? Trad Catholic, have lots of children, lots of white babies. But now it's celebrating being an incel. And,
celibacy. Volcel, right? So voluntary celibacy, I guess that's what it is. But yeah, so that's kind of weird, right? So Simon made that point as well. Like you think, you know, birth rates are low. It'd be like great to kind of hook up with girls. It's some really weird thing with girls and women here.
I mean,
you know?
Gay guys would would be like that.
Another clip I want to play.
After you and your family, that's a reset from there.
I think before we get into the super chats, like before we go to the super chat questions, I just want to reiterate because you bring up a good point. Like, there's a reason that we haven't attacked any of the individual groupers because I think a lot of these people flocked to this movement because they wanted something that was right wing, that was, militant, and that was Christian. You know, they wanted to see the things that we read about in the Bible. They wanted to see victories accomplished on earth.
All right. I'll leave that uncommented on.
Earth for the kingdom of heaven. And with what everything that me and Jade have been talking about tonight, I want to make it abundantly clear. Nick is not accomplishing anything for the kingdom of heaven, nor will he ever in the capacity of doing what he's doing right now with America First. And if you care at all about the will of God and seeing the kingship of Christ actually realized on earth, it takes a lot more than just chanting Christ is King and then stabbing people in the back. And
Christ is King, give me your money.
And there you go. Snitching to the feds, etc. And so when you are considering whether or not you're going to fill out those work for hire forms, those NDAs, think about, I know this will sound gay, this will be played and made fun of, because Nick would always make fun of when I'd go on a Christian tangent, a religious tangent or whatever.
I thought he was super Catholic.
Think about truly, what would God want you to do? What would our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ want you to do? He wants you to sell your soul to somebody who would just as easily throw it away tomorrow. Or would he want you to live a good life, get married, you know, find a woman, have actual joy, raise good children for, you know, with the white race, you know, we don't have very many children, as Nick's pointed out many times. It's either that or it's being a slave to this guy. Because if you've learned anything from me and Jaden tonight, Nick's going to go on his street and say that he's had the hardest year. Everyone's betrayed him. Everyone's backstabbed him. But if a man has is kicked out of 109 different friendship relationships, it's not about those people.
Remember I made that comment about Spencer a while ago? Mm-hmm. Like, you have literally 109 relationships that have fallen apart. Like, maybe it's something with you. I don't know.
Yep. And same can apply to some of these women, where there's just, like, lots of smoke. There's got to be some fire
That's exactly right. There's got to be some fire there. Last thing I want to play here is the long pause here. It's kind of funny, actually. It's funny because I was going to do something on Euphoria, that the Israeli tranny TV show that's like being pitched
that apparently
on
is,
Netflix,
Nick's favorite show to watch.
Something, yeah. Great stuff. So basically, what they reveal here too, what the accusations are, I should say. I do recognize that this is accusations, but as you've said, if there's smoke, there's probably fire. If a lot of people can come out and speak up like this,
there's probably something
going on that's adjacent to truth here. But anyway. The whole Christian thing is just a big grift. He doesn't pray. He didn't want to join in on their prayer groups when they had that and stuff like that. And they, you know, story was someone in chat said, don't put your faith in men, put it in God or something. And then, you know, he went after that guy because it was obviously like a hint, you know. But anyway, last thing I want to play here, 225:10. Where are we here? I'm going to go ahead of myself here. 225:10. Okay, back a little bit. Let's try right here.
That information is wiped and anonymized, but I wasn't on that side.
Okay, it's coming up here.
The answer is allegedly they collect literally everything they possibly can. Allegedly.
Right. Yeah, so this is beyond the point, but non-disclosure agreements, right? Yeah. Which is like, that's a red flag in and of itself.
And he said
right?
after this, after these guys have come out, they've even rewritten their NDA to basically, like, you have to sign your life away to America First.
Okay, so here's the last question we'll play here.
Okay. Wow.
For legal reasons, allegedly. I don't know.
A bro moment for 10. I have a question to ask. Nick always dodges and plays the question off, but is Nick actually homosexual or do you believe he is?
No. Well, that's a long silence.
Well, you know.
All right. Make of that what you will.
To me, it's just like, okay, he's a millionaire now. He's like 23. Like, guys at that point should be like really wanting a woman, right? Just really going for it. And that's just ain't happening.
There's a bullet point that someone basically made from the stream. And again, these are accusations that might not all be true, but they could also all be true, right? So Nick Fuentes allegedly, apparently, idolizes Stalin.
For his leadership tactics, right?
Yes, watches Euphoria, which is that TV show. Uses a backdoor variable multiplier to fake view counts. Lied about the $500,000 seizure to continue grifting and bought a $70,000 car. Hey, look, making money and sure, like, that's fine. Like, go ahead, you know, but like using gay tactics to like, oh, look at me, poor
to fundraise more and then just be a cheap miser and not take care of your guys.
Yeah, like the guy who has a family.
Not very
something like,
Christian or a compassionate thing to do if you're concerned about the white race. Right?
I think the guy up on top said that someone that was sick as well or something. Was it in his family? Or it was something like that. I forget all the details, but it was in a bad spot. Also threatened to report members to the feds, barely prays or attends church, and refused to join prayer groups. Made jokes about Simon's family member suicides. That's right. Two of his family members killed themselves like on the same day or something like that. And apparently he made fun of that. Like, oh, was it a double suicide? Or like, anyway, has interns specifically tasked with doxing and gang stalking. His Groiper intelligence agency tracks future employment of ex-Groipers. He used a blacklight to examine Jaden's couch and bed for cum stains. attempted to expose Jaden for kissing a girl. threatened to financially ruin
the
Simon.
The worst thing ever.
Threatened to financially ruin Simon with legal fees. That's right, so the guys that were involved. Yeah. Like, I'm going to sue you with some of the accusations, right? And also lies to donors and potential AFPAC speakers. All right.
Or is it
so? That's the accusations.
Are we renaming
from
it
these
to AFPAC?
Yeah. So you know, it was also, you know, they had these at Baked Alaska's place. They had these pool parties where basically a lot of guys were running around like without shirts.
There's a couple of gay dudes that are always hanging around, and Milo is actually a huge part of this now. I guess that. Milo's kind of
a known Fed informant, right?
A mentor. He's become a right. mentor, and okay. Nick has had problems with us because we're pagan, right? Even though we, well, I thought, shared a lot of similar values. But all of a sudden, Milo can come around, and just because he says Christ is king or whatever, it doesn't matter that he took the BBC up his rear for however many years. You know, now it's like, it's all washed clean, and now he can just come to him for guidance and a confidant or whatever is happening there. But there's apparently a few homosexuals around that bunch. So
yeah.
You claim to be anti-LGBTQ and take that hard stance, and yet there's a Catboy and some other homosexuals, and they're having this... these little tickle parties at Baked Alaska's pool party or whatever. I'm not saying all the guys were a part of it, but there's a few guys there doing their thing or whatever. It's like you let that happen? I thought that you were against that, especially as a Christian, too.
Half-naked bunch of boys running around having tickle parties is going to help us win the culture war, you see. So, or maybe working with the feds is going to help us win the culture war. How about that? All right. So I guess that's that on that. So make of that what you will. We'll see what some of the counter. I think I actually did see a clip with Nick, and he said he's probably said a lot more than that, so I should be honest. But the clip that I saw, he basically said that they're trying to destroy America first because they're jealous and they can't build what
I don't get. Think that for a minute. The Patrick Casey's and Jaden and the other guy, Simon, they're not for a minute, which I believe that.
So the sad thing, and I recorded yesterday a show with Jim Goad, and we briefly talked about this too. We spent some time on it in the second part of the show. It's going up later, probably either late tonight or tomorrow, depending on how soon I can edit it. But I made that point there as well. But to reiterate that, it's interesting that, again, there's these specific kind of sub-movement inside of a right-wing movement that pops up. It becomes big. It becomes famous. You have a lot of people attracted to it or attached to it. And it doesn't mean that it's intentionally malicious, right? It could be. It's very possible, but it might not be, right? But then somewhere along the line, presumably feds or intelligence, something gets their claws on these people. And they kind of intentionally derail it while they're also pumping it up, you know, because there is something to be said. But like, when you get a lot of mainstream kind of attention, you know, that you could question, like, how do you get some of these mainstream politicians kind of attached to it? It could be completely genuine.
Just showed up like Marjorie Taylor Greene
was. That's because like Milo, I think, is working close with her.
And
right?
He's an informant. Didn't that come out one of the Proud Boys cases?
Right. I know. And so, but that's, she's fine with that. She hasn't learned about that. She has no one has approached her and told her about that.
No, I mean, there's definitely some informants involved at this point.
It's fishy, right? So, you know, you could argue that, but
genuine and then get hijacked or people lose their mind or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So the, you know, MSNBC covers it, CNN brings up kind of these names and it's reiterated in the mainstream. It's touched upon there and stuff. And that kind of, that helps that overall, you know, there's a psychological mechanism of like, if you are a group or if you prefer to call it a cult then, right? Or the tactics are cult-like or something, right? Or the methods being used to kind of contain everybody and keep them tight-knit. When there's an external enemy, that strengthens the group and stuff. So you get even more like, you know, hardcore believers internally in the cult when that happens, right? But somewhere along the line, it derails, it goes south, it destroys so many people's, I mean, black pills, the majority of, and again, in this case, it's white men, right? White guys.
These young guys, right? And yeah. They're like, that's it, I'm gone.
I'm done with this, right? It's full
of psychopaths, even though it's just one.
It's ensuring that there never is a genuine grassroots movement that can really take off and like build into something that works. It's long lasting. It perseveres over time. It's consistent and stuff, right? No, it says continuous. Here's a new thing, meteoric rise in a way, right? It's kind of the hallmark of this meteoric rise, all the attention, tons of people on it, money around this thing. And then it falls flat on its face. And you have thousands of young white men who are just like disillusioned. They gave their money to this movement. They gave their energy. They worked for this. Many of them, I think, are so disillusioned, they walk away from it, right? And so I'm saying that that's kind of might be an overall strategy, if you will, of feds, intelligence, call it what you want, to ensure that the right-wing movements never kind of grow and mature, so like growing to something which is really kind of effectful over time, right? Because they do genuinely, you know, fear that.
They're very dedicated to sabotaging these kinds of movements putting a lot of money into it.
Yep. That's why you need people that are, you know, in that sense, watertight, right? They are... they can handle pressure without being, you know, completely so detached from their emotions that they're psychopaths, which we've also seen, you know, historically within this these fields, right, or these movements within the right wing. So they can handle pressure, they can take a lot of resistance, but they can grow over time, they can become better at what they do and stuff. It usually kind of falls flat on its face. And it's sad, right? That's at the end of the day, it's really sad, and it's just, here we go, just another thing busted, a bubble.
Yeah, because there was a lot of great things Nick said. He was nailing a lot of good points. Of course. Yeah. But then, what is all this?
Like, I don't know.
What is all this?
Yeah.
Archie says, good thing that Nick has a lot of money for a therapist. Bill Biz says, after watching all those podcast women, I really appreciate Lana's interviews of based women lately. Well, thank you, and I'm going to do some more.
More's to come. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Odin's Raven says, thank you for another outstanding show. Thank you
for watching, Owens. Very kind. All right. So, is that the drama we have?
I wanted to get into Mark and Laura, great. We love them. And Laura of Patriotic Alternative. They were recently attacked on this ridiculous Channel 4 Dispatches documentary called The Enemy Within by Hard Cash Productions. And there's this Antifa activist journalist who went undercover joining Patriotic Alternative to expose them. So go watch the commentary with Laura and Mark as they watch through the whole thing. They comment. They tear it apart. It's very entertaining. I laughed my ass off. Basically, they got nothing. They got nothing. In fact, the undercover Antifa journalist, he gets attacked by Antifa when they were out like doing the leaflets things. And he was getting punched by Antifa. And he was like, hey, mate, I'm undercover. You know, I'm
on
undercover
your side.
Journalist. Yeah, basically, yeah. I'm your friend. And then he runs away like this little coward. There's a bunch of other funny stuff. But you also get to see how desperately they lie. They were editing things. They were blurring texts throughout so you couldn't read the full text of things that are just truths, right? And sources of things of how they're talking about, you know, a white Britain's becoming a minority, and they sourced that on their flyer that they distributed. Yeah. That was blurred out so you couldn't see like even official sources. And the stupid documentary, they spent 2 years on it. But it was just, I found this very entertaining. Laura and Mark are very well spoken, and they're great people. So definitely go check that out.
Yeah,
but it's called,
let me just read the title real quick. Search on Odyssey for Channel 4 Dispatches documentary review, and you should be able to find it.
It cracked me up too. I just want to say too, Mark was like, this documentary was so bad that they had to pull from a documentary that actually was popular of him 20 years ago when he was, you know, doing the whole like national socialist Nazi whatever thing. And the Swazi boob photo, the girl, woman that he was hanging out with, the big swastika like on her back. He's like, I was waiting for Swazi boobs to come out, and there she is in like the first 5 minutes. I don't know, it was so entertaining.
I gotta almost find that and show it.
Anyway, Tommy Robinson, he basically agrees with the left and the Jews over at Channel 4 when it comes to Patriotic Alternative, who's truly grassroots and for the people. So I wanted to show just a few choice clips of Tommy Robinson recently, who I thought he was disappeared, but he's back. He was back. Partying it up in Spain, you know? Like, that's talking about a grifter. Man, this guy's got some huge Zio bucks that have come into this guy.
Was it the Middle East Foundation? Was that the name of the group that was forking out a lot of money for this? I could be wrong in the name. Maybe someone in chat has
I can't even remember, he was definitely being funded. Remember, he had that really lavish house and is taking all these trips and partying and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess he has a new documentary coming out himself, and some allegedly Patriotic Alternative guys showed up. Maybe not, it probably wasn't even them. I can't even confirm that.
Right.
Just some guys that he thought were them. So here's a couple of responses. He randomly attacks people he thinks are Nazis, right?
Yeah, he would fight with Antifa at the end, basically. That's what this proves.
Tommy, what do you have to say about what you've just witnessed?
That's the far right. That's a group called Patriotic Alternative who are scumbags. Yeah, they are the Nazis. Yeah? They are, you know, what all people might think I am. That's them. Yeah? And they've never been welcome from day dot. We've fought running battles with them for years. We've done more to battle the far right than anyone's done in this country. We've done more to break race barriers than anyone's done in this country. We've educated people en masse. We had Sikh leadership. We had in every single demonstration to let people know that patriotism ain't that. And how dare they turn up with a union flag over their faces? Least of all when nothing they represent is about that flag. So, yeah. They're not welcome here. But then the headlines, you see what happens there. The headlines, watch the local headlines in this story.
I've got it all on film.
But watch the local headlines. The local headlines will say that the far right fought against each other. Yeah? These are ordinary people who despise them.
These ordinary people who want to have a patriotic voice without them mugs thinking they can turn up.
They don't even see who they are. First of all, patriotic alternative is fighting for the rights of indigenous British people, English people. How could he be against that? He doesn't even know any of their arguments or what they're about, right?
I think he does, actually. I think he's looked into them. I think he's watched some of their stuff, and he lines up against it. Again, he would be for demographic. Again, he's one of these conservatives, and we kind of return to this theme over the last few shows here. But basically, like, the left is not going to divide us anymore, right? We're going to race mix with everybody. Race doesn't matter, right?
And just come therefore, legally, he's like the MAGA right, or like the grifting merchant right in America.
Yeah, the left are trying to divide us, and these people are saying that somehow they're imagining that there is a native British population or English population, and they're stopping us from having our wonderful, you know, kind of conservative like utopia here, where everyone is, you know, getting with anybody they want, and everybody's you know, getting along basically. Right? It's this crazy like utopic view of it. I don't even know what they want in a way, but it's like. Certainly is not standing up for British people and ensuring that like they can actually have a future for them and their people, right?
God, this guy just annoys me so much.
I know.
He's like, just more concerned with off, fighting the far right and I'm not a Nazi than what was he before? About Islam? I can't even tell anymore. Now it's just like he's a
that,
liberal. Right?
Look, he's done, you know, there's been a couple of things here and there that it's been net positive. He's exposed some of these crazy, you know, Muslim grooming gangs and stuff, right?
But it's like he's backed off.
But he doesn't talk about who's opening the border. You know, there's so many other things here. But regardless, like, okay,
he talked about the great replacement once.
Was that?
He talked about the great replacement once. I remember that.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah, I remember we played, it was a few years ago where he read a little speech thing about it. I think someone else wrote it or whatever, but he read it. But
if you, let's say you don't have anything nice to say or something, like, all you have to do is ignore them then. Like, you don't have to counter signal. You don't have to admit to the left, to the whole establishment, really, whose ideology we're ultimately fighting against, right? Global homo. You don't have to admit to them that, like, saying Nazi is powerful and it holds all this power over. You have to deflect and, like, oh my God, they're calling me a racist. No, they're the real racist, right? They're the real Nazis kind of thing, right? Just ignore that. But of course, that's not his MO. He's maybe even there to fulfill a certain role, people speculate, right? But the end result is horrible because now you're dividing British people who you'd think on most issues would be able to be, you know, agree and work together and stuff. No, it's more important. He's been footage of him down in Israel and walking around and like, you know, Mossad is great and like all
cares
shit,
more so. About their demographics.
Yeah, exactly.
Lars says Mark Collette made a great response video to this too. I'm sure he did. I'll have to check it out. Also, Salvador says, have you guys checked out Nick's stream where he addressed all the allegations? I haven't. You can put the link in there.
Yeah, can you put the link in the regular
just
chat?
It's a jungle out there, so it's hard to find that. Archie says, Tommy is an anti-Islamification civnat that is using PH virtue signal to make himself look good. Yeah.
Basically, yeah, basically.
Mossex Guerrillion, can one be right-wing if they use Nazi as an insult?
No, right.
It's cringe. I mean, it's so cringe, yeah.
Really? Is this all you have? This is the choice?
Yeah, it is.
You know, the hill you're going to die on instead of just like...
Owning the left.
Look, you might not agree with the, you know, that political ideology won't work or that's bad. You know, there's all kinds of, you know, in a way reasonable, maybe counter-right, but... Don't do what you're doing here, where you're like turning them into an enemy. And like at the end of the day, you have to make a choice, right? And whose side are you on? Well, I guess you're on the side of the replacement system then, right? And that's like the most important thing too. All right, so is there one more here?
I think there's one more. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Are you left patriotic alternative? Are you from GA?
Yes.
You're not welcome here. You're not welcome here, lad. We don't want you here. What? Don't come here.
Oh, why?
Take your f***ing Nazi bullshit.
Not all inclusive, huh?
Go away, you're embarrassing. Take your mask down. You've got masks on because you're embarrassed. You've got masks on because you're embarrassed. What you f***ing stand for? You're f***ing Nazi on. Out of our f***ing place.
You're there for the wrong f***ing reason.
That's f***ing.
Go away.
You're not welcome here.
Look at these lugheads too. They're just like basically just beta males are lining up behind Tommy like just meat. And they just do whatever he says.
It's gonna destroy the Islamofascists.
Oh,
That's right, boys. Fight with your own.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what Tommy would rather do. The Patreon alternative guys are like, hey, let's team up together. We have some shared common interests and values.
No. That's the bigger problem here.
No, it's because of the Israel thing. Yeah. It's because of that. It's always Israel first. Damn it. It's always effing in the way.
They would be completely okay with, and I've seen there's plenty of these. Swedish nationalists or patriots, whatever you want to call them. I see it all the time on Twitter. They have the Swedish flag and then the Israeli flag. And some of them even openly, like when you address them and talk about them, like, would you be okay with being replaced with Arabs as long as they're not Muslims? And they're like, yeah, no problem. They're totally fine with that. It's just against Islam. Not even like that there's like a problem with your own people not being in your country anymore. No, that's fine. That's nothing to do about race. See?
Useless. You can't team up with these people. They let you down every time.
Yeah. So there kind of is an adjacent thing to this in one way. And it has to do with, journalism's kind of goal of targeting the far right and stuff like that. This is over in the U.S. now, but I want to play a clip with Jason Goodman. He's an interesting character, right? He runs something called the Open Source Truth, I think it is, or something, right? Now, he's called interesting high-profile people in the past. Last time we played a clip with this guy was when he called the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky. Now he's calling the new director of the Disinformation Governance Board, Nina, what's her name again? Janowski or whatever, Janukovic, I think. She's somehow gets her phone number. Right. I'm not saying anything here, but that it's kind of interesting that this guy finds these people's phone numbers for some reason. It's being shared with him. So Jason Goodman has access here. But anyway, he has an in with these people. Right. But also note it's an interesting conversation. Right. But also note how he says like he got her number. Right. He mentions Brandy Zadrozny, I think you pronounce it. Who is basically, admittedly, like an Antifa journalist. He's like an undercover journalist working to push Antifa goals in mainstream media. And then check out her reply. We'll play the clip first and then we'll talk over it. But it's very indicative of what kind of circles these people move in. It's indicative of who they take orders from, who they have discussions with behind the scenes. In other words, who's telling them who your targets should be. So listen to this here.
Hello, Nina?
Yes.
Okay, one second, guys. Let me play it in the browser then. Sorry, guys. Let me see here. Okay, let's try this. Here we go. InfoWars is having it. Goddamn ad. Sorry, guys. That's why I didn't want to do that. I wanted to have the clip. Come on. Let's play it. Here we go.
Hello, Nina?
Yes.
It's Jason Goodman. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I don't know. Has Brandy Zadrozny mentioned anything about me? Are you aware of who I am?
Your name is familiar, but I don't think Brandy's mentioned anything. Maybe Ben did. Tell me.
I'm just the host of Crowdsource the Truth, and I'm very interested in what you're doing with the Disinformation Governance Board, and I wanted to see if you might be available for an interview.
I am unfortunately embargoed from speaking to anyone right now.
Really?
Much to my chagrin and displeasure.
Huh. And that's what? Pending your confirmation? What's the status of the board?
There's no confirmation. I'm not a senior executive service member. I've been at the department since March, and there's no confirmation. I'm just embargoed because of the abuse and harassment I have been enduring.
Poor thing.
Announced and the lack of departmental strategy about how to.
So she's she's the victim. I'm sorry, I'm trying to switch my views here. She's the victim, you see, of everything that's happened and come out. No, the problem is all these people are attacking her for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, and she's
right?
Like, we need a strategy. Basically, we need to round them up and put them in prison. That would be her strategy here. Yep.
We'll return a moment to the name she mentioned there, but let's keep going here.
Communicate about it. So, uh-huh. Yeah.
So, is it a self-imposed embargo, or you've been told by the DHS not to?
The press shop. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, when will the position officially begin? Like, when is this going to? And will it be like an office in Washington D.C.? Has any of this been decided yet?
I started in March.
So she's already started the position.
So you're working already.
Yeah, I'm an employee of the Department of Homeland Security.
course. And what happens if you determine that someone's put out disinformation? What does the Department of Homeland Security do?
That has nothing to do with my job. Who did you say you are?
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, like as soon as there's a little bit of an issue.
What are you asking me?
Yeah.
And what publication?
Sorry, it's gay that you can't press it and pause it, but yeah.
Are you part of the Antifa club here, or
who are you again? What are you doing? I mean, so ultimately, you know, Jason Goodman, that's good for you, calling her and getting, you know, getting her number and all that stuff and pressing her on this. Anyway, let's keep going.
Are you with?
Crowdsource the Truth.
Okay. What are you calling me for right now?
Well, I wanted to invite you on an interview, as I said.
Right, but I told you I can't do an interview, so I don't know what we're talking about.
Trying to determine what it is that this Department of, you know, this disinformation government.
I would refer you to the fact sheet that was put out
that you've already
2 weeks ago.
Been doing since March. I mean, I've looked at that, and it's not really clear. I think everybody has a lot of questions, and you're saying that you don't want to do an interview, and the department has.
No, I am not allowed to do an interview, and I'm going to get off the phone with you right now. Mm.
Well, I think.
All right, there you go. So the rest is ads, I think. But
she's going to trace the call and find out how Department of Homeland Security can come in.
Yes, that's he's in trouble. Unless he's actually part of the club, he's in trouble. That guy. This is the other person she mentions, right? He says so. This is presumably John Goodman's in, right? Brandy Zadrozny, and. Then she mentions maybe Ben's.
Thanks for the slip up,
maybe
lady.
Maybe Ben talked to me about you, right? What that means is, and this is here's NBC names Brandy Zadrozny and Ben Collins, seniors reporter for business, tech, and media at NBC, right? And all they have been doing, literally everything they're doing, monitoring people online, groups online, get them banned, get them censored, whether it's QAnon or alt right or any dissidents or anything like that. They're literally like, you know, Antifa people on the inside that are doing. You could argue that they're intelligence too, to be honest. But very interesting. I have another. Let me see if I can pull that in real quick here. There's a podcast with they do a lot of like QAnon stuff, right? Podcast here with Ben Collins and Brandy Zadrozny. I want to show an image of them too, so you guys maybe they will jar. Your memory.
Ben is terrible too. He can't even summarize or understand arguments well at all. He's horrible. Here they are,
right? Yeah. Dartmouth College, right? It comes in the wake of all these groups that were like, whether they're watching or producing like the alternative network report, whether it's the going after some specific group that pops up. They talked about Pizzagate. What I'm saying is, these are the people that will inform the disinformation czar under the Ministry of Truth that's going to come after people like us and people like you if you're out there and sharing ideas and people's work online, right? So these are the people that are doing it. And so the main story is not that she's been working since March. The main story is that she will be doing the bidding of these types of people, who I think ultimately could very well be intelligence, to be honest. The media and intelligence is like this.
So that was a good
today.
Slip up for us to hear.
Yes, very important and frightening, to be
Ben?
Honest.
Oh, Ben? Like your first name basis,
yeah,
basis,
of course,
too.
Yep, absolutely. So Antifa members are informing her. So you knew what this was about, right? This was about targeting and shutting down right-wing talking points and anybody who's conservative, a patriot, whatever you are, right?
Maybe Ben was her sperm donor because she's pregnant now.
Oh, because of the egg cartons thing, right?
Yeah, she's pregnant
about that.
Now.
Oh, man.
Like 8 months pregnant. So what's she going to do? I guess she's going to get some of that lab-grown milk or whatever, right? Got to do her part for the environment.
What a mess. All right.
The disinformation czar. Got to go.
Yep. I think that's it for us then today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. We'll be up next here with Weekend Warrior coming up Sunday, of course. We'll be recording that on Sunday, and then it'll be up on redicemembers.com. Check out subscribestar.com/redice if you want to join us. You can join us month to month recurring over there. We have a different couple of different tiers available as well. We have a double price if you want to be an extra, like a plus donor, so $20 a month. And then we also have a couple of a producer tier and an executive producer tier. And wait, that's not the right file. Where are we here? Here we are. This right here, we have Scott Henderson, T. Lothrop Stoddard, Tom Bourne, John Hamm, and Saul Shekelstein as our executive producers today. So thank you guys, as always. We appreciate your support. And thank you for being there for us today.
And Archie says, Nina's the type of person to abuse her power to get revenge on a group. Oh, yes, she will. Yeah. North Fork. Great show. Thanks, Henrik and Lana. Thank you.
Thank you. Watching. Appreciate that. Yeah, so the other option, if you want to join us in the member section, guys, is entropystream.live. I think my sources are completely frozen up here. All right, anyway, it is what it is. entropystream.live/redice. Let me see if I can change this source at least. Yes, I can. Okay, good. Cash App, we have that as available if you want to choose that as an option. Or a e-check, which is kind of like the way you pay utility bills. That's for the U.S., those in the U.S. doesn't work internationally, at least not yet. We have crypto options, and here is a mailing address if you prefer that method. Some of you do, so that's a couple of different methods for you that you can sign up as we're being financially choked out by banks. Because they hate what we say. That's why. Also, by the way, if you want to find some of our stuff, where are we here? Did I not? Okay, I didn't import them. That's too bad. We'll do that next time. No problem, guys. Anything else, Anna, before we are
yeah, check out check out my interviews available just for members right now of Lauren Witzke that we put up talking about the opioid crisis, demographic replacement, and our Odeo Christian values. Yes, Odeo as in Odin.
Not Judeo.
Forget the Judeo, folks. Anyway, so that's available only for members for now, and then it will go public in a few days.
That's right. It'll be up soon, and we have that show with Jim Goad coming up as well, so we have more stuff for you guys who like our interviews that we do. That's in the pipeline, and we do have some more interviews kind of in the queue as well, so look out for that. And your latest video too, Lana.
That's right.
I've been trying to struggle to get that finished and wrapped up, but we appreciate you guys and your support and your patience, because it enables us to continue doing what we're doing. So thank you so much, guys.
And Dog Whistler says, always a pleasure to listen to Flashback Friday. Thank you for being here. And Beetlejuice, thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys. Guys and girls, we appreciate you. But yes, we'll be back soon, guys. Thank you so much again. We'll see you at redicemembers.com over the weekend. Until then, take care, stay brave, keep fighting, and we'll talk to you later.
See ya.
Bye.
Do you love Red Ice? Want more? Get access to exclusive material by signing up for a Red Ice membership. You'll be able to watch Weekend Warrior, our flagship show, the second hour of interviews, and other special feature videos only for subscribers. Were you a member and we lost you along the way? Renew! We love and appreciate you guys and gals and cannot do this without you. Help us be a sane voice, a lighthouse in the sea of insanity. As times get tougher, as people are searching for answers, they're going to need content like Red Ice. A little of all your support can go a long way. Thank you.